This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. We offer a free Erotica podcast and a premium patron taboo podcast that contains more intensely sexual themes. You can support the Erotica Podcast on Patreon to make requests for subjects. Thank you for listening. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Neighbor Chronicles Part 4 by Avid Reader Novice Writer. Chapter 06. Amber was carried up the stairs while staring defiantly at Jack. He had just fucked her until she orgasmed multiple times before finishing all over her face and breasts. It felt like every time she was with him he acted like she was his plaything.
Oh, don't give me that fiery look. I thought this is what you wanted. To be treated like a slut.
Jack snickered in delight. His hot neighbor was literally covered in his cum after he fucked her on camera for her husband to watch in the future. The ego boost he was feeling almost felt euphoric. Amber just rolled her eyes at his comment and kept quiet. She knew she was doing this for her husband's fantasy, but deep down she knew she was starting to enjoy this naughty fantasy as well. The pleasure Jack's cock brought her made her lose herself in the sex every time. She might have been acting on the Super Bowl night and today, but eventually she lost herself in that acting, which made her feel so guilty for enjoying the mind-blowing sex she was receiving. That's why she told Stacy she was scared. She was worried she was enjoying it too much. Stacy's words also calmed her nerves the other night. Bill trusted her. She also knew that it drove them both crazy that this asshole could fuck her better than her own husband, the man she loves more than anyone in the world could. If Amber wasn't so confident in her marriage and how much she loved her husband, she didn't know what would become of this taboo fantasy. She will always hate Jack, but she was worried that she was actually starting to love his dick, or at least the sex with him. Emotionally, she will always belong to her husband, but the sex she's been receiving from this asshole neighbor has been making her realize how much pleasure she could receive, not only from Jack's massive organ but the fact she was cheating on her husband without him knowing this time. The rough treatment, and his derogatory statements about her and her husband, it was such a different and naughty experience. It was so wrong and unlike herself. She was starting to learn what her husband meant when he said he loved seeing her act like this. Amber was surprised that she was excited to see what Bill's reaction was going to be. Her stomach started to flutter at the thought of him watching the video she just made and the future one she would make soon enough. Jack carried her to his shower and dropped her on the floor under the shower head like some dirty laundry he was done with. Amber grunted and looked angrily at him at how he was treating her.
Damn, I love when you stare at me with those smoldering eyes. Hurry and clean yourself up. I want you to stare at me like that when you suck my cock. Kind of reminds me of the first time in the hot tub.
Jack said with an arrogant grin. Without waiting for her to respond, he turned on the shower and ice-cold water hit Amber's face and body, which made her gasp loudly.
Jay Jack!
He just chuckled and stood at the shower door, not giving her an option to rush out. Amber's breath became more erratic under the cold water. Jack's cock started to grow once again, seeing her chest heave quickly due to the frigid temperature of the water. Eventually, the water started to heat up, and as the water got warmer, Amber's body slowly relaxed. The shock she received from the cold now turned into bliss while the warm water ran down her smooth, soft body. She just closed her eyes and sat on the shower floor while the water cleaned and lightly massaged her body. Amber almost forgot Jack was standing outside the shower door. She peeked over at him and saw he was watching her intensely. Jack loved the image that was before him. Amber's blonde hair slowly got wet along with her tan, flawless body. He could see the goosebumps she received from the cold water now starting to recede, while his cock started to slowly expand. He thought to leave her for a minute and go get the phone in the living room so he could record another show for Bill. Then he quickly threw the thought from his mind. He wanted to challenge Amber and see how far he could take it without the phone being involved. Because of course, what's a victory without a little challenge? Jack thought as he walked inside the shower door, slowly closing it behind him. Hearing the shower door close, Amber's eyes opened under the water and saw Jack walk in behind her, his cock already almost fully erect. She should have been shocked seeing him hard already, but knowing him well already wasn't out of the ordinary. His stamina was definitely unlike other men.
Fuck, you always look so good kneeling before me.
Jack smiled down at his neighbor while stroking his cock. She was freshly fucked and soaking wet, but for some reason that gave her a different, more sexy look. Her blue eyes always stood out, especially at this moment.
What? Haven't you had enough already?
Amber said as she looked away from his massive organ, which was practically staring at her.
With you? I don't think there's ever enough.
Jack let out a deep laugh.
Ugh, fine, but I'm not doing this right here. Go get the camera and meet me in your room,
Amber said. She wanted to take a break and just enjoy the shower before she had sex with him again. She didn't want him to get used to fucking her whenever he wanted.
Fuck that,
Jack said with an angry look.
What? We had a deal. I told you if we were going to do T-dash, I know what the deal was. Jack interrupted her. And I told you if you wanted me to go along with this, that I needed to see your sincerity. If every time we hook up is on camera, I'm gonna get bored quickly. Like that would be the worst thing. Amber mumbled. All right, fine. I hope that one video was enough. Jack took a chance and took a step to walk around her. Wait. Amber grabbed him by his leg and finally looked up at him. She knew this man would always get what he wanted, and as much as it angered her, it also made her wet with anticipation. Jack took a step back and stood over her again and watched the water pour over them. Amber looked up at him, slowly moving her hand up his leg until she grabbed his heavy ball sack. Amber ran her fingers on his balls, which made Jack's whole back tingle in anticipation. After playing with them for a while, making his cock hard as a rock, she finally ran her hand up his big dick, eventually grabbing his cock with both hands. The water from the shower made his dick as slippery and wet as her body was right now. Amber just studied his thick cock with its huge mushroom head. His whole dick had light veins running along its shaft. She couldn't believe that she actually could take his whole cock inside of her. She thought back to when she first saw it in the hot tub. Amber never told her husband this, but she never had plans to suck Jack's cock that night. Only to tease him, but after seeing it, that all changed. Her curiosity took over and ended up giving him something she had never given her own husband. Over the months, she learned she enjoyed sucking cock, especially one so big. She would try new ways to please it as if it was its own entity separate from Jack. As the months passed even further, it made her feel so naughty that she pleased a man that her husband couldn't stand. They never got along with him, and she always thought he was just an old pervert. But now this man she never found attractive became an object of desire for her body. The way his cock was slowly changing how she viewed him scared her but also excited her. They never got along before this. Who would have thought she would get to the point she felt comfortable with her neighbor's cock? What would her husband think if he found out that she now saw Jack as a very masculine man? Even though he was shorter and less unattractive than her husband, the pleasure he gave her would change any woman's point of view on him. She wasn't falling in love with him, but she was slowly coming to the conclusion that her body enjoyed what his cock could do to her. If Bill didn't get off on this, her whole point of view of this would be flipped, and probably wouldn't even enjoy it as she has been. Even now, stroking his big dick, she thought about what her husband was doing right now. Probably busy at work, not a clue his loving wife was next door in the shower stroking a man's dick he hated after he just fucked her to a mind-blowing orgasm. Amber again started to get excited at the thought of how her husband would act once he finds out what she's been up to. Without even thinking, she started to bite her lip, hungry to taste his big cock in her mouth. Right before she leaned forward to engulf Jack's cock, she felt his rough hand grab her and pull her to her feet. "Hmph, look at you, just a slut hungry for my big cock, right?" Amber looked from his dick to his eyes and gave him another fiery look. Although her facial expressions showed anger, her actions showed something else. Her hands never left his dick and were stroking him furiously. Amber couldn't believe him. She finally came to grips that she didn't care anymore. She wanted his cock. There was no point in trying to convince herself otherwise. So just before she swallowed his whole cock at once, he actually denied her. "I thought this is what you wanted," she said in a soft voice, running her hands against his cock. Amber was surprised she sounded so timid. When did she become so submissive towards him? Jack pulled her against his body, grabbing her jiggly, soft ass, mashing his cock against her stomach, and turning her towards the wall. Amber felt trapped against his big body with her back against the wall, and the water running down between them.
"It is, but you didn't answer me. I said you're just a hungry slut for a big cock, right?"
He lifted his hand and gave her a nice slap on her ass, which just jiggled in its recoil. Amber moaned loudly but still didn't answer. She just stared defiantly in his eyes, still trying to stroke his big cock against her body, but it was pressed too hard against her stomach, so she just wrapped her hands around his neck and stared up at him, biting her lip. Jack just responded with another slap on her ass, leaving a red print in its place now. Amber just continued to bite her lip and stare up at him. She actually moved her body left and right, making his cock rub all over her taut stomach.
"Answer me, you slut!"
Jack growled. "Give her other cheek another slap."
"Oh God!"
"Yes."
Amber couldn't take the rough treatment anymore and lost it.
"Yeah, that's what I thought."
Jack smiled.
"Please,"
Amber whispered.
"Don't stop."
Her legs were practically shaking in anticipation. She wasn't sure when she started to like him treating her rough, but it only intensified how wrong this fantasy of her and her husband was. A man her husband hates was able to treat her in a way she never experienced before.
"Don't stop what?"
Jack laughed. He loved that his neighbor's wife now loved when he spanked her but denied her husband the same thing. She pulled him closer and looked back over her shoulder to his hands on her ass and gave her perfect ass cheeks a wiggle.
"Say it,"
he ordered. Amber was silent for a moment, and Jack thought he pushed his luck. Then he felt her rise on her toes and lean into his ear.
"Spank me, please don't stop,"
Amber whispered before biting his earlobe.
"I thought you didn't like it when your husband tried it the other day?"
"I didn't, not with him.
Only an asshole like you is allowed to treat me like that,"
Amber moaned into his ear. She couldn't believe the words she was speaking, but they were true. Her husband gave her love and affection. Him spanking and treating her rough didn't feel right. But when it's from a man they both hate, it felt just right. Also denying Bill something that she allowed her own neighbor to just added to the taboo fantasy that she was spiraling into.
"Hold tight,"
Jack grunted. She felt her arms wrap around him even harder. He lifted his hands up and gave each cheek a forceful slap. Not too hard, not too light. Just enough to make them slowly turn light red. After each slap, Amber moaned out uncontrollably. When did she start to love this so much?
Oh, Jack. Fuck, baby. Just like that, sweetie. Oh, God, I'm becoming slut for you, daddy.
Jack loved the name she was calling him. He never really liked the daddy thing his whole life, but when he found out that she denied calling her husband the same thing, he now loved it. Especially now hearing other words mixed in. He felt her walls slowly loosening and couldn't wait until he could order her around as he liked. After spanking her, he let her body slowly relax in his grasp. He then grabbed some body wash and started pouring it on both of their bodies. Without even asking, Amber started to rub the soap all over his body and cock, while Jack returned the favor. They both stood there in silence cleaning each other's bodies. It was a very intimate scene, and if Bill could have seen it, he would have thought it was as hot as them hooking up. Jack enjoyed their wet bodies rubbing into each other. Her soft hands rubbed his wet cock, while he squeezed and caressed her ass cheeks.
You know what my dream is? Jack said.
Amber was still out of sorts and barely answered.
I've been taking a lot of your first these past few months, but there's one first I'm dying to have.
Jack had his hands slip between her legs and ran his fingers across Amber's ass. Amber shuddered in response.
No, I could never take it. I think we could get you some training until you could.
Jack said, an evil plan starting to form in his mind.
Training?
Amber was starting to wake up out of her dream state. She finally stopped stroking his cock and looked up at him again. Jack nodded, his hands running across her ass again, but this time leaving his fingers above her asshole. Finally, using the water as lubricant, he slowly used his index finger and attempted to penetrate Amber's untouched ass. The fact he was the first man to try this made him sweat in anticipation, but the water quickly washed away any evidence of that. Amber jumped.
Jack! No, stop!
Attempting to grab his wrist.
Trust me, you'll learn to love it.
Jack overpowered her and slowly let his index finger slide inside of her.
Oh, fuck. It's so wrong. God, it feels so different.
Amber moaned uncontrollably. Jack didn't say a word and continued his conquest of this perfect wife. His finger barely penetrating her ass now started to slide in and out.
Jack. Oh God, please slow down. Oh fuck, I'm gonna lose it.
She couldn't believe this man was actually fingering her ass and she was actually enjoying it.
Here, you need to relax more. Turn around and put your hands on the wall.
Jack pulled his finger out and instructed her in place. Amber was already close to coming and was shocked when she realized she wanted him to finish. She followed his orders and put her hands on the wall and instinctively stuck her ass out, making her signature arch on her back. She turned her head, looking back at Jack, who was already starting to kneel on the floor. The water now hitting her back, sliding down her ass, falling in front of Jack's face. Almost turning herself into a human waterfall. Amber looked down at him and bit her lip, wondering what he had planned for her. Before she could think any further, she felt his tongue slide right over her exposed pussy.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Yes, that feels so good.
Amber shuddered.
Without stopping, he started to eat her pussy and slowly slid his hand back over her beautiful asshole. Then without any hesitation, he slid his index finger into her ass, this time getting more than halfway.
Oh, shit.
Jack.
Please, don't STO dash.
Amber's words got caught off when Jack started sliding his finger in and out while expertly licking her pussy lips.
Fuck, Jack.
Oh my God.
How are you so good at this?
Please, don't stop.
Holy shit, I'm getting so close.
Amber unconsciously started to wiggle her ass cheeks all in Jack's face and hands. She was getting so close and the feeling she was getting was so foreign but also was an amazing sensation. It was quickly becoming too much for Amber to handle. Sensing she was getting close, Jack slid his finger out and ran his tongue from her pussy lips right up to her asshole. Then Amber received a feeling she never thought she would experience. He was eating her ass now, and she actually loved it. It was such a dirty feeling, but the thought that Jack was giving her such a new experience that most men dreamed of giving her, especially her husband, made her mind on the brink of going wild. It was at that moment that Jack's tongue ran all over her asshole, which made Amber's body explode into an orgasm.
Yes.
You're actually, oh my God. Fuck, yes, eat my ass.
Don't stop, yes. She reached her hands back and grabbed his head, pushing it as hard as she could into her ass while she wiggled her ass cheeks against him. Jack's face was being suffocated, but he couldn't have been in any more bliss. His tongue licked and cleaned her wet ass. His tongue was slipping inside her asshole, giving Amber an euphoric feeling most women dreamed of having. He made her come just from eating out her ass. Slowly, Amber lost her inhibitions and became moaning as loud as she could. The bathroom door was left open and her moans traveled throughout the house, letting a certain phone in the living room downstairs pick up the sound. Amber's orgasm slowly subsided. As soon as Jack released her from his grasp, she crumpled onto the floor with all the strength gone from her legs from her powerful orgasm. They both kneeled on the floor with the warm water pouring over them. As Amber's breath finally got back to her, she looked over at Jack, who was sitting on the shower floor now staring at her with a dumb grin.
You like that, huh? You are a dirty man.
Amber said as she looked away, embarrassed to even meet his eye. Jack laughed.
Damn right, although I wish your little husband could see how much you loved me being dirty. I don't think he ever heard you moan that loud, huh?
Amber ignored him as she blushed and rolled her eyes, looking over at him to see his cock fully hard still. He was lazily stroking his impressive cock while staring at her.
Oh God,
He's probably going to fuck me again. She told herself as if she would be worried, but in reality, her body shivered in anticipation. She let her inhibitions go and decided to be bold for once. She finally met his eyes and got on her hands and knees and crawled over to him. Jack raised his eyebrow, wondering what she had planned. She kneeled over his body and slowly leaned down and engulfed his cock head in one motion. What made Jack go crazy, though, was during all this she never broke eye contact. As she lowered her head and found his cock with her tongue, she never looked away. She then deep-throated his whole cock, only once, and slowly raised her head off of it. Then she leaned forward, whispering into his ear. Dry off and go get the camera. Meet me at your bed so I can show my husband how much better you can fuck me. Amber's stomach fluttered hearing herself say such naughty words. Jack just smiled and shook his head. Even during all this, she still thought about her husband. It was admirable, honestly, the fact she could separate the physical pleasure he brought her versus the emotional love she had for her husband. But Jack thought to himself, why should that upset him? Bill clearly got off on him fucking his wife, so why not use that to his advantage? He made a note to himself to ask Amber later on what the root of this fantasy was even more. He wanted to actually go along with what Bill wanted and liked to see, because that in turn made Amber become nastier and naughtier with him. Sounds good to me, Jack said as he got up and rinsed himself off one more time, before stepping out and grabbing a towel out of his bathroom closet, leaving an extra one out for his neighbor's wife. He quickly took out and used some mouthwash, leaving it out for Amber to use. He enjoyed kissing her and didn't want to give her a reason not to. Amber sat there for a moment and got herself together. She already had orgasmed twice and it was taking a toll on her. Also, she knew the sex she was about to receive from Jack was going to be even more intense than the previous time from earlier today. After sitting under the shower for a good 10 minutes, she finally got up and also rinsed herself off one more time and stepped out. She grabbed the towel Jack had left out for her, and also saw the mouthwash he left by the sink. She thought how sweet it was for him to remember to leave that out for her, then shook her head incredulously. Sweet? What was wrong with her? Jack probably didn't even do it as more of an afterthought, but here she was trying to justify the smallest of things he did. He obviously did that to show her that he would want to kiss, among other things. As if that will make the sex with him not as wrong as it already was. No, I can't think like this. She vowed herself not to try to make it anything other than what it was. Bill wanted this to be wrong and taboo. So that's what she would give him, and herself. Amber knew she would never fall in love with Jack, he was just too repulsive. So why not steer into this fantasy as Stacy suggested? It would please her husband and also get her great sex out of it. Jack was just a tool, a really big one. Amber's smooth thighs squeezed together, knowing what was to come. Jack was lying naked in bed, lazily stroking his semi-hard cock, waiting for Amber to come out of the bathroom. His towel was on the floor next to the bed, while Amber's phone was on the side table next to him. Jack would usually be thinking about what positions he would take his neighbor's wife. What kind of things would he make her say? But actually, his mind was on another thing. What made Bill get off on this fantasy? When they went to the club and broke the fantasy to him the first time, he wished he could say he wasn't disappointed. He really thought Amber was hooking up with him on her own accord. In reality, it was to please her husband's sick fantasy. In the end, he was the biggest winner in the whole grand scheme of things. He was able to hook up with literally one of the hottest women he's ever seen. Since they first moved in a few years ago, who would have known she would have been getting her ass eaten out by him in his shower at some point? Jack doubted she or Bill thought this would ever happen. That's what made his mind wonder, what else could he get this sexy wife to do with him? What did Bill truly want to see or get out of this whole thing? Jack wasn't sure, but he was determined to find out. It was at this moment he heard his bathroom door open. Amber slowly strolled out, and Jack loved the image he saw before him. She was wrapped in a white towel with her long blonde hair, which was still damp, run down to her shoulders. Her blue, intoxicating eyes staring at him with a shy look. The towel was wrapped around her whole body, but due to it being somewhat wet, it clung to her body, showing off her amazing hourglass figure. Her hand ran down the door frame as she leaned into it. Hi, she said in a timid, but somewhat nervous voice. Hi back. You look good wrapped around my towel like that. I don't think I could ever get used to how beautiful you are. Your husband is a lucky man. Thanks. Amber wasn't used to getting normal compliments from him, so she wasn't sure what to say. Jack thought it was funny how shy and nervous she was acting. He thought from all the times she has sucked his cock, the multiple times they had sex, she would be more comfortable around him. But that's when it hit him. She was acting shy and nervous because she knew what was coming, but what was different this time was that she wanted it to happen. Jack wanted to laugh out in triumph. 24 hours ago she wanted nothing to do with him, but now she was subconsciously excited to have sex with him once again. He knew he had an impressive cock, but it had to be more than that. This just made him even more determined to find out what had changed. Come here, slut. Jack ordered casually with his finger. This snapped Amber back to reality. Yes, this was the Jack she was used to. The one her husband hated, the one who fucked her the best. Amber slowly walked her way to the bed, giving her hips a sexy rocking motion. She reached to undo the towel on her body as she got close, but Jack stopped her. Wait. Keep the towel on for now, Jack said. Amber was confused about why, but didn't question his motives. Come closer to me, Jack said, looking her right in the eye. Amber listened and stood next to him while he laid in the bed. He reached out to her and grabbed her to lean forward. Amber complied and was now leaning over him. She kept one hand on his shoulder and another on his chest while they looked each other in the eyes.
Goddamn. I just love those lips of yours, Jack said before pulling her down for a kiss.
Amber whimpered but couldn't escape his grasp. His tongue parted her lips open and soon enough her tongue was battling his. Her soft lips were giving Jack an amazing sensation. Jack was extremely jealous that Bill got to kiss these amazing lips every day. Her tongue was likewise an amazing feeling. The only thing that made Jack feel better was how those lips and tongue would soon be on his cock. Jack broke off the kiss and saw Amber was out of breath with a red face.
I could kiss you all day, but we have some other things we have to get to, right?
Jack smiled while raising his eyebrow. Amber didn't answer and just stood upright, looking at the man before her. Her eyes slowly ran down his burly body before reaching the thing that made her body wet with anticipation. Jack opened his legs more. He pointed with his eyes for her to get on the bed before him, as he continued to stroke his cock, keeping it in a semi-hard state. It didn't take long for it to grow, though, with the image of his neighbor's wife climbing on the bed with him sitting between his legs. Amber got on the bed, kneeling between Jack's legs with her feet tucked under her thighs. Jack just stared at her while stroking his cock, and Amber didn't know what to say. She felt the sexual tension in the room rising by the second. She kept staring at his cock and looking away. Finally, she couldn't take it anymore and blurted out,
"Did you get the camera?"
Jack didn't say anything. He continued to stroke his cock. Without stopping, he used his free hand to reach over for her phone and handed it to her. Amber gently grabbed the phone and wondered why he was being so quiet. After a few minutes of just watching him lazily stroke his cock, she finally had to ask,
"So, should I start recording?"
It was at this moment Jack let out a huge laugh. Amber was completely confused.
"What's so funny?"
Amber was starting to get annoyed. Jack finally stopped laughing.
"Nothing, I was wondering how long it would take you to ask. Didn't have to wait too long, but it was definitely worth it," he said with a big smile.
Amber was incredulous.
"You are just ugh."
She was getting incredibly frustrated with his teasing. He knew what his cock did to her body, and before maybe it was just to tease her husband. But now she actually wanted it herself. Jack was slowly learning that and using it against her.
All right. Before we have some fun, I have some questions for you," Jack said slowly with a serious voice.
"What questions?" Amber asked, tilting her head slightly with a confused look on her face.
"Fuck."
Jack loved how she looked before him. Her damp towel stuck to her body like a second skin. Her wet hair fell down her shoulders. Her blue eyes and the confused look on her face. Her soft, full lips slightly open. Jack wanted to consume her whole being at that moment. He closed his eyes, took a deep breath, and stopped stroking his cock. Amber thought something was wrong, but before she could say anything, he opened his eyes.
"Start stroking my big cock and I might tell you," he said with a look of confidence.
A look that said that she would without a doubt in his mind. Amber was confused about how he was acting. She thought he would start recording the moment she came out of the bathroom, but that wasn't the case at all. But that look was completely correct. Amber listened and shifted forward on her knees, getting closer to his massive cock that was staring at her. While still sitting upright, she slightly leaned forward and grabbed his still semi-hard cock. She was entranced by how big he was when he wasn't even fully hard. Jack smiled seeing her stare at his big cock. She had an enamored look on her face. She was stroking the whole base of his cock that was quickly becoming fully hard.
"Both hands, slut," Amber heard Jack's voice.
Without even breaking eye contact with his cock, like she was hypnotized, reached with her second hand stroking his whole cock from his wide base to his big mushroom head. It didn't take long before he became fully hard under Amber's perfectly soft hands.
"Fuck, that's good right there. My big cock is perfect for both your hands to fit. I'm not your little hubby. Isn't that right?"
Amber finally broke eye contact with Jack's cock and looked into his eyes. She slowly nodded her head in agreement.
"Say it. You're not my husband. Say it right. You're not my little husband," Amber whimpered.
In truth, Jack was bigger than her husband, but Bill wasn't small by any means. Jack was just a freak of nature. She knew what he wanted to hear and gave him that pleasure. Deep down though, she knew it made her stomach flutter talking about her husband like that, and that Bill got jealous when she did. It was a good playful jealousy, that was part of the fantasy, but it sounded naughty nonetheless. Especially because Bill wasn't here and she wasn't on camera. She was strictly doing this for Jack's ego, and her pleasure.
"That's right. Keep going."
Jack closed his eyes and leaned his head back, getting more comfortable. Amber was quiet for a moment, but then she felt Jack's cock flex in her hand, giving her a warning to continue. She took a deep breath and gave him what she wanted.
"You're not my little husband. You have such a beautiful, big cock. I'm so happy he told me his fantasy that ended up with me being here. He's at work right now, not even knowing I'm here stroking your big cock. Your much bigger cock. That fucks me better than his ever could.
More." Amber responded by stroking his cock even faster, making her words sting even worse.
"You want more? More of my lips sucking your cock.
Does that make you feel good, that you have me hooked on your cock already? I could never stand you, now I can't get enough of you. Fuck me in ways my husband never has. Making me moan your name, shaking me up and down this big cock. Do you like fucking your neighbor's wife? The wife of a man who hates you. Whose wife is now your slut?
Fuck. I'm such a slut." Amber couldn't take it, she was in character, but there were small truths in her statements. She cared for and respected her husband, but she kept that separate from the pleasure she received in the bedroom with Jack.
She played the hot wife role perfectly to the point she would consistently lose herself in that character, instead of the loving wife she usually was. Amber leaned down and started sucking the mushroom head of Jack's perfect cock. Her tongue rolled over it before sliding down the base of his whole cock. As she reached his ball sack that seemed so familiar to her now, her tongue slobbered and sucked on each one, giving each of them the delicate care that a mother hen would do to her eggs. Soft and delicate was what passed through Amber's head as she sucked his ball sack. Her stroking of his big dick never ceased as she gave him pleasure that her husband still dreams about daily. She was completely engrossed in what she was doing before she heard Jack's stern voice. "That's enough." Amber looked up at him, almost out of breath, wondering why he stopped her. "Just continue to play with my dick with your hands. I want you to answer some questions," Jack said as he looked down at her. Amber was on her hands and knees looking up at him. The towel that covered her body was now falling down her back that had that amazing arch, something he would never get sick of seeing. Her ass was almost fully on display and couldn't wait to sink his cock deep in her. But he had some things he needed to figure out first.
"Okay," Amber whispered. "So this whole fantasy with you and Bill. Explain to me in detail. What makes it exciting for your husband, and yourself? I know you will say that it's all for your husband, and that might have been true in the beginning. But we both know that's not true anymore."
Amber blushed hearing his words. Finally, she mustered out with a timid voice.
"We told you at the club."
Jack cut her off.
"Yeah, yeah, blah, blah. Cut the bullshit, you know what I mean. I remember him saying that he had this fantasy since he was younger. The woman he loves hooking up with a man he doesn't get along with. But I think there's more to it. At least more detail to it. Otherwise, I'm sure you flirting or teasing me would have been enough. Why did he allow you to suck my cock all those months, and never for himself? Why hasn't he tried doggy style with you? Play with your perfect ass? Also with you, calling me daddy and not him. I want to know everything and I'm not going to ask twice,"
Jack said with an authoritative voice that left no room for discussion. Amber thought quietly from the words he said. Jack was already part of this. Even questions she knew the answers to but never said out loud. She knew she would need to explain everything if she wanted this to continue and also to be able to make this a better experience for her husband who would soon find out.
"Okay."
Amber laid on the side of her hips, giving her body a snake-like form, while she rested one arm on Jack's thigh while the other continued to stroke his hard cock. She bit her lip and continued. "So before this fantasy started, me and Bill were completely happy. Deep down though, I kind of knew our sex life was sort of bland. It had a lot of affection, don't get me wrong, but like you know. I had never sucked his cock, we never tried new positions, dirty talking. It wasn't a crazy sex life, but it was very affectionate and loving. Most of it was my fault, I would admit, but a month before his birthday I found his search history." Jack's ears perked up. He was curious how this all started and how to better use that to his advantage. It was a bunch of stories of the same theme of his fantasy. A loving couple, someone they don't like, and the wife ends up sleeping with that person. "At first, I thought he was getting tired of me, or didn't love me anymore, but I couldn't have been farther from the truth." Amber had a smile on her face thinking about the adventure she and Bill have been on since that fateful night. How much closer they'd gotten and the love they were able to express to each other. Jack found it absolutely wild. Here he was getting his cock stroked in an intimate way by a woman who was married and she had a smile on her face thinking of how much she loved her husband. Jack knew he could never replace Bill in her heart. But maybe he could occupy a different part of it. "I confronted him at dinner that night, and after his explanation, we ended up having amazing sex that night. It wasn't until his birthday that the fantasy was brought up again."
"Because of me?" Jack interrupted. Amber nodded in agreement.
"Yes, you caught me about to give him my first blowjob. You know what happened after that, but when we got inside he blurted out, 'What if I gave you a blowjob?' I thought there's no way I could, but it was his birthday so I thought I'd at least tease you or flirt with you while he watched."
Jack listened closely. He was interested how it all played out and wanted to find out more.
Amber, getting more comfortable talking, just continued. "From there you know most of what happened. I didn't mean to give you a blowjob, but seeing this massive thing."
Amber shook his cock with her hand, while he flexed it in her grip as response.
"It made me curious. What if I did give you something I never gave my husband? What if I did please the man my husband and I hate? I kind of lost who I was and let myself get sucked into the fantasy. The next day when I invited you, it made my husband crazy with lust, and I could see it on his face. So I continued to go along with it. Over the months is when I learned what really drove Bill wild."
"And what was that?" Jack said quickly. This was the information he was looking for. Amber got quiet for a moment, and Jack just held his breath, giving her time to gather her thoughts. Finally, Amber said with a soft voice,
"When I give you things that I never gave him. When I say things to you I never say to him. When I do things with you that I never do with him. It started with sucking your cock, but it only escalated from there. Calling you daddy. Getting spanked and treated rough by you. Talking naughty with you. Getting recorded on camera. The sexting. Doggy style. Just overall, everything we have done is something I usually don't do. That's what makes Bill crazy with jealousy and lust. But not in a bad way. It's more like he's seeing a different side of me and letting me experience a sexual side of myself that I didn't even know I had. That's when I learned I like seeing him that way. That I like teasing him. That your cock drove me crazy and gave me a different kind of pleasure I've never experienced. Even with that driver from the club. I had hooked up with him and given him something that I hadn't even given my own husband. but it wasn't to please some stranger or get pleasure from him. It was the face and reaction I received from my husband. It has become intoxicating. Even now, with me here, with you, my stomach has butterflies because of what my husband's reaction will be once he finds out. That I've been getting amazing sex behind his back just adds fuel to that fire. Amber said everything with a soft, but quick voice. Like she was telling some deep secret that she didn't want to admit. Jack was quiet for a couple minutes processing everything she said, trying to form the best plan of action. Amber just continued to lay sideways stroking his cock. She was surprised that he stayed hard through their long discussion. He felt even harder than before she began. Very interesting. But now I'm curious, what else haven't you and your husband done? Jack finally. I mean, I'm not sure. I guess we've done a lot, but at the same time, we haven't done a lot either. Like he's never did what you did with me in the shower. Amber blushed. Okay, that's actually good. Amber was curious. Why is that good? Think about it. Your husband gets excited at the thought of you doing new stuff, especially with a guy that he hates. Jack said while pointing at himself. Imagine his reaction when he finds out you've done even more new, naughtier things with me while he was in the dark the whole time. I bet his wildest fantasy couldn't come up with the stuff we could do that would blow his mind. Amber's breath quickened at that thought. Her hand started stroking him faster without her noticing. Amber croaked out. Like what? All right, every time I ask you if you guys have done a certain thing, I want you to lick my cock for no and squeeze my cock for yes. Got it? Amber just nodded, completely captured at Jack's pace and orders. Have you guys ever had sex in public? Like a parking lot or somewhere out in the open? Lick. Have you guys ever had sex during a barbecue or some sort of party? Lick. How about at his job or yours? Lick. Sex in the pool? Squeeze. Interesting. Have you guys ever done something at the bar or club? Does that night with you count? Amber asked. No, lick. Have you ever been tied up? Lick. Have you ever cooked up dinner and sucked his cock while he ate? Jack already knew the answer, but he wanted to put it in her head. Lick. Amber gave him a longer one than usual, obviously getting off on their discussion, imagining herself doing these things. Ever order any food and answer the door in some sexy lingerie? Lick slurp. Amber is now sucking the head of his dick. Enough slut, I said only lick. You'll get what you want soon enough. One more question. Amber released his cock, waiting patiently for the last question. Have you ever fucked your neighbor while your husband watched? Giving him an experience your husband dreams about? Doing positions that you have never done? Moaning your neighbor's name all night while your husband was knocked out in another room? Wrapping your pussy lips so tight around your neighbor's much bigger cock that it seemed it never would let go? Jack said in a loud voice. Squeezy. Kiss. Kiss. Amber had now reached Jack's face and was passionately kissing him. One hand around his head while the other squeezes and strokes his hard, pulsing cock. Please, Jack, this is so wrong, but I can't take it anymore. Amber was panting at this point. Her body was on fire, and she needed to have his cock. Jack kissed her back a few times, their tongues battling. Her body had slid up, so he was able to grab her ass, giving it a few squeezes. He broke their kiss. Haha, look at you now. I knew you were just a wife that needed a big cock in her life. God, just shut up. Amber moaned before continuing to kiss him. It didn't take long before Jack pushed her head down. She kissed down his neck and burly chest. Then she reached his hefty stomach, which reminded her how different he was than her husband. Finally, the true thing that reminded her that this wasn't her husband. His big, thick cock was practically shaking when her hot breath reached it. She couldn't believe herself, but she gave it a deep sniff, letting the intoxicating, masculine smell overwhelm her. Jack just watched her intensely. He had a lot to plan for the next couple of months to have some fun with her. She made all the bullshit rules that he would soon enough break. Just before her lips touched his cock, Amber thought of a sexy plan. She reached for her phone and got the camera ready. She made sure it was flipped to the front camera and hit record. The camera was greeted with a view of Amber's blue eyes, blonde wet hair, and body half wrapped with a towel, holding a cock right to her lips. Oh, honey. I can't wait till you can see how naughty I've been for you. Jack and his cock are driving me crazy. I told him so much about our fantasy. I hope you're not mad, baby. Jack just watched with his hands behind his head while this loving wife made a porn video of her husband using his cock. He had a smile on his face knowing how far he had come with this couple. Soon he would have Amber completely under his finger, which in turn would make his neighbor even more jealous. He had a triumphant look on his face. Amber just slapped Jack's cock against her cheeks. I thought I was doing this just to please you, baby, but I don't know when I started enjoying this myself. Just the thought of your face when you see all of this. God, it makes my whole body shiver with excitement. Amber finally wrapped her lips around Jack's dick and sucked loudly. Her saliva quickly ran down the whole base of his dick while Amber let out loud moans the whole time. She brought the camera close to her face and gave a show of how her tongue wrapped around the tip of Jack's dick. His cock tastes so good, Bill. I love sucking dick now. Does that make you happy? That your wife who only sucked your cock barely once now loves sucking cock? I love the feeling and how I can pleasure a man just with my mouth. It sounds so slutty, but that's what you wanted, right? Please, baby, tell me that's what you wanted. I need to hear it. Slurp, slurp, slurp. Amber was making a show of how much love she was giving Jack's cock. Amber was completely lost in the character she was in. From getting her ass eaten, to playing with Jack's cock for so long. making this detailed blowjob video for her husband. It was practically driving her crazy. She let go of the wheel and let her instincts take over from everything she learned. She released the big dick with her mouth and gave it one last long lick while looking into the camera before stopping the recording.
Well, that was intense. Jack laughed.
Ready for the next round? Amber nodded. Jack handed her a condom he grabbed from earlier. Amber, without any hesitation now, ripped the package open with her teeth. Then she slid the condom down his cock, making it nice and snug. Amber handed him the phone, which Jack took without any questions. He leaned over the bed and propped the camera up on a lamp he had, while he was making sure it was balanced and secured. Amber wasted no time and unwrapped the towel, throwing it on the floor next to Jack from earlier. It was as if it rehearsed. Their motions were fluid and no words were being spoken. They were going to fuck and it was going to be on camera. They were going to put on a show for their future audience, Bill. Amber climbed on top of Jack's body, sitting right in front of his cock, which was now pressing on her body right above her pussy, reaching her stomach, giving her the reminder of how big and thick Jack was. Finally, Jack was ready and had his hands rubbing Amber's body.
You ready? Jack said with a low voice.
Amber quickly nodded, with a flushed face. She was immensely turned on and couldn't wait any longer. Jack looked over to the camera and reached out to hit the record button. Amber picked her body up while grabbing Jack's sheathed cock. She lined his cock up and was just about to slide down.
Wait!
Jack said out of nowhere.
Turn around, I want to play with that world-class ass of yours.
Amber just rolled her eyes. She didn't care at this point. She wanted his cock and at the same time, to give her husband a show. So she listened to his words and turned her body around. Jack wanted her reverse cowgirl. It was a position he knew she wasn't used to, and it would give the camera a great view of her getting fucked that Bill would appreciate. See, I could be a nice guy. Jack snickered in his head. Amber finally got into position and without wasting any more time, lowered her pussy on Jack's cock. Her pussy lips slowly opened, allowing the intrusion. Her pussy lips grasped the sides of his cock, and Amber kept giving her ass a little wiggle, letting her slide down his cock further and further.
Jack? Fuck, you are just so damn big. That's right, much bigger than that little husband of yours. Get used to it, cause I'm going to be fucking this for a while.
Jack said, giving his cock a flex and slapping Amber's ass lightly, enjoying the jiggly recoil it gave. Amber noticed that every time Jack said husband, he would add little to it. Her husband was anything but little. He was taller and stronger than Jack. But when he said little over and over, she knew what he was trying to compare and put in her mind. In most circumstances, she should snap and berate Jack. Amber looked over her shoulder and saw Jack's cocky look, and the phone recording them right next to the bed. The devil over her shoulder telling her to be naughty finally took over.
Oh god, so big.
Yeah?
You like fucking other men's wives? You like showing my husband how you can fuck me better than he ever could? I fucking love it.
He growled, giving her ass another slap. Amber wiggled her ass, even more, drenching the condom that covered Jack's big dick, until she was able to slide all the way to the base of his cock.
Oh baby. You're so deep. I can't believe I can take it all.
Amber said with panting breaths. Taking his cock in this position was obviously a lot for her, which made the whole ordeal even hotter for both of them.
That feels amazing. Your pussy is so damn tight. I can't believe you're dumb. Little husband doesn't fuck you like this. The view is phenomenal.
Jack said with a laugh while caressing her ass, admiring the soft, smooth feeling it gave.
I've never had sex with my husband like this. You think he would be jealous?
Amber said while moaning, grinding her body against his cock, enjoying the feeling it was giving her. She glanced at the camera while she said it, but Jack's cock was overwhelming her so that she could barely concentrate.
Oh, he would definitely be jealous, especially when he hears how loud I can make you scream.
Jack said with a serious voice. The next thing Amber felt was Jack grab the side of her hips and lifted her body off his cock before slamming her back down.
Fuck. Oh, wait.
Amber wasn't prepared for him to fuck her like this.
Sure, just take it. I'm gonna give you what you've been craving. Make sure your husband knows who owns this pussy now.
Jack continued to slam her body on his cock. Amber's ass was riding up and down the whole length of his big dick. Her pussy was literally drenching the condom he was wearing. He knew her body was loving it, so he had no plans to stop. The view the camera was recording was one that millions of men would pay to see. Amber's body was in a reverse cowgirl position. Her blonde hair, barely damp now, gave her a sexy wild look. The arch in her back that led to her perfect ass that was slamming on an impressive cock was a sight for the ages. The cherry on top was the noises she was making would make any man come on the spot.
Fuck! Fuck! Please slow down! You're fucking me so deep! Oh god! It's dash.
Amber was literally at a loss for words.
Come on, slut! This is what you wanted, right? Show your husband who fucks you the best. Let him see the real you. The one he wishes he could have.
Jack roared. Jack's words sparked a fire in Amber. Soon she was slamming her ass up and down all on her own. Jack released his grasp on her, so it was more noticeable she was fucking him all on her own now.
Yes. Yes. It feels so good.
Amber was starting to sweat from the workout she was giving her body.
Better than your little husband? Oh yes. Way better than my husband, so fucking good, baby. Say it right, slut.
Jack started thrusting his cock, meeting her halfway, lifting his big body off the bed.
Jack! Oh god, you're your way better than my little husband. He can never fuck me the way you do.
Whose pussy does this belong to? It's yours, it's all yours, baby. Amber was out of breath from the onslaught his cock was giving her.
Who?
Jack challenged her. It's Jack's pussy. My pussy belongs to you, Jack. Amber was receiving maybe the most intense fuck of her life. The first couple of times her body was either not accustomed to his size or was holding back. But now she gave him her all. There was nothing being held back. Jack sensed they were both getting close. So he pushed her off his cock and pulled her down to the bed next to him. Amber was still out of sorts from the intense sex, and the next thing she knew, she was on her back while Jack was climbing on top of her body. You want it back in? Jack whispered in her ear, hovering over her body. Amber nodded with a flushed face. Please, baby, I'm so close. I want to hear you beg for it. Please, daddy. Fuck my married pussy. Please, I need it. Amber whimpered, trying to get Jack's cock back in her to fill the void he had just left. Jack just smiled and looked down at her, teasing her, not letting his dick slide back. Hovering just at the entrance of her wet pussy. He leaned down to her ear and whispered. I want you to tell me how much better I am than your husband. I want him to see how much of a slut you are for me. Amber whimpered. Oh God, baby, please keep fucking me. You're so much bigger than my husband. I love how rough you are compared to him. His little cock will never fill me up like yours. Amber's words stung, but she was too lost in the character, and her need to come was way too much to stop now. Jack didn't tease her any longer. He lined up his cock and slid right back in. Amber let out a moan and felt whole again, feeling his big dick inside her again. Jack's heavy body felt like it was crushing her, but in a way that made her feel even more submissive. Every thrust made her whole body shake, sending electric shocks throughout her body. She was looking into his eyes and could barely let out a moan. Her body was experiencing another foreign feeling. Jack's thrust grew more frantic and forceful. Oh God, Jack, you're fucking me so hard. Please, please. Jack grunted. Please what? Huh? Say it. Please don't stop. Oh God. Jack leaned up more and grabbed both of Amber's long legs and put them on each shoulder. Finally, he started slamming his body down, sinking his cock as deep as it could go. It was like a hammer slamming into Amber's body. Amber's body was becoming numb from the pleasure. Her head began shaking left and right, not being able to comprehend the sex she was receiving right now. It was at this moment, Amber saw the camera next to the bed still recording them. Oh Bill, he's breaking me. He fucking breaking me. I'm gonna come all over his dick. I'm sorry, baby. It just feels too good. I am come dash. Jack grabbed her by the chin and shut her up with a deep, wet kiss. He felt Amber's body shaking under him. This was maybe her most intense orgasm to date. Her pussy gripped him like a vice. Jack thought her pussy was practically going to rip his whole cock off. Jack couldn't take it anymore either and started to come with Amber. If he wasn't wearing a condom, he would have shot a huge load deep inside Amber like she's never experienced. As they both came down from their orgasm, Jack rolled over and fell on his back as he gasped for breath. He looked over and saw Amber had actually passed out from her orgasm. He had actually fucked her so good she passed out. Jack smiled, happy he had got that all on camera. I'm sure Bill is gonna love that, he thought. Jack glanced over at the camera still recording. Thanks, little buddy. Hope you enjoyed the show, Jack said before ending the recording. Amber woke up and felt herself wrapped against a warm presence. She slowly opened her eyes and felt her arm and leg draped over a large man. As she came to, she realized where she was. In Jack's bed, actually cuddling with him. She tried remembering what happened. Finally, it all came back to her. The last thing she remembered was coming harder than she ever had before blacking out. She was completely embarrassed losing control like that. HM, finally up, huh? She heard a voice and looked up at Jack looking down at her with that arrogant look she was so used to. Oh my God, how long was I out? Amber couldn't believe he fucked her the way he did. She was still embarrassed from the words she said and how she acted. It was like the fog had cleared and she knew what she had done was so wrong. Practically all morning and afternoon, I was getting worried before I realized you were just in a deep sleep. What? What time is it? Almost 5. Amber shot up and quickly got out of the bed. Bill is going to be home soon. I can't believe I was asleep that long. He's going to see my car. I need to get home before he suspects anything. Yeah, we don't want him to find out how much fun we're having just yet. Jack grinned. Amber just rolled her eyes. She grabbed her phone next to the bed. Right before she walked out. I'll text you, okay? She knew this was just the beginning of the stuff she was going to do with him until her and Bill's anniversary. I'll look forward to it. Jack said with a big smile. Watching her naked body leave the room. Amber left the room and put the rest of her clothes on in the living room, before rushing out and getting back home. She threw her clothes in the laundry and jumped into the shower. Not even 5 minutes after she got into the shower, she heard Bill come home. Hey, honey! You're home already? Bill called out through the bathroom door. Yeah, I left work early today and wanted to take a shower. Dinner will be ready soon, she answered back. Sounds good, gonna go on a quick run. I'll be back soon, it won't be too long. Okay, Amber answered in a meek voice. She had barely made it back. That was way too close. She had to be more careful. Amber finished her shower and made dinner. She was famished from the wild day she had, so when Bill got back from his run they ate immediately. Dinner was quiet as they both ate. But it was what Bill had said at the end of dinner that surprised her. Honey, I just want to tell you something, Bill said in a quiet voice. What's going on, sweetie? Amber said with concern in her eyes. Did he suspect something? Her heart started to beat erratically.
With everything that happened, I want to be truthful with you. You're the love of my life. That will never change. I know this fantasy is behind us, but I don't want to lie to you. It still drives me crazy.
When you went on your run yesterday, I watched one of your old videos with Jack. When I was at work today, it crossed my mind multiple times. Even that asshole new coworker of mine was giving me a hard time today, and the next thing I know, I'm imagining you sleeping with him. A man that's beneath me and can't stand. I don't know what is wrong with me. But I love you and I'll never make you do anything you don't want to. I just want to be truthful with you. I feel like me hiding my urges or fantasy is somehow betraying you, especially after telling you we are past all this.
Bill. Amber had tears in her eyes. She knew that this fantasy wasn't past him. That he had these crazy urges and thoughts run in his head. The fact he thought he was betraying her, not telling her what was going on, made her heart flutter. She wanted to jump up and tell him that they don't have to stop. Show him the videos she made. She wanted to make him happy. To please the man she loved. If he wanted to do all the things she let Jack do, she wouldn't even hesitate. But she knew that now wasn't the time. The thought of her showing everything on their anniversary would be much more intense and pleasing for both of them. Also, she couldn't lie, the ruse she was pulling excited her. But only because she knew there was an end game behind it all. She got up and walked around the table and sat on Bill's lap. She wrapped her arms around his neck.
Honey, I love you so much for being honest with me. This fantasy of yours changed our whole relationship for the better. But just because we moved past it doesn't mean we can't have any fun with it.
What do you mean? Bill said, glancing up at her beautiful eyes.
Well, Amber said playfully, tapping her index finger on her chin. I can tell you how much I miss Jack's big cock, or how I wish I could suck it one more time.
She immediately felt Bill grow hard under her. That made her giggle.
Or you said you have a new coworker? He's an asshole to huh? It's starting to get nice out again. Maybe we can have a barbecue soon. We could invite our friends, coworkers, and you can introduce me to this asshole. I'll make sure I wear a sexy outfit for our new friend. You can show off your beautiful wife to all the guys you work with.
Do you like the sound of that?
What?
Really? You really want to meet David?
Bill gulped.
I don't see why not. You know how much I like assholes.
Amber said, kissing his cheek. Amber was teasing him. She had no plans to hook up with this new coworker of his, but she wouldn't mind flirting with him to drive Bill jealous. She cleaned up the dinner table and spent the rest of the day with her husband. He wanted to have sex with her after the discussion from dinner, but Amber made an excuse she was exhausted from work. It felt naughty to deny her husband because she was too sore from sex with their neighbor. The next couple of days, Amber made sure to show Bill as much love and affection as she could. Bill couldn't take it after a few days and wouldn't be denied any longer. They had amazing sex right before the weekend. It was at that moment Amber realized she loved both kinds of sex. The rough and intense sex with Jack. And also the intimate and loving sex with Bill. It was two totally different kinds, but she couldn't ever see herself losing the sex she had with Bill. The sex with Jack was like an addiction. Yes, you get hooked on it easily, but also like any other addiction, it was something you could get over, especially with enough time. The sex with Bill is what made her feel whole and loved. It completed who she was and the affirmation she needed from the man she loved. She was wondering when she would plan the next meetup with Jack. It was now 2.5 months until her anniversary with Bill, and she only had 2 videos. Would that be enough? She was thinking about how to go about it until someone else had other plans. She received a text Saturday morning on her way to the gym.
Tell Bill you're going hiking tomorrow.
It was from Jack. She was just about to respond no, she wanted it to be on her terms, not his. Then she realized that her pussy was already wet just from 6 words in a text message.
Chapter 07 Two beautiful women, a blonde and a brunette, were at the gym getting their hard workout in. At the moment, they were doing squats and their bodies obviously showed they weren't beginners in this department. The men and even the women at the gym couldn't help but glance over from time to time. Something that both women were already used to. Stacy had just racked the bar that had weights on it that would intimidate even some men.
So you're telling me you're going hiking with him tomorrow?
Amber shyly nodded her head.
Well, yeah. I decided to listen to your advice. To go along with Bill's fantasy, and here I am.
Wait.
So does that mean you hooked up with Jack again?
Stacy almost jumped while she asked. Amber didn't answer. She just took her spot and lifted the bar of the rack and did her set of squats. After Amber had finished her set, Stacy was on pins and needles waiting for her to answer.
Amber! Oh my, yes, I have!
Okay?
Don't laugh at me. Why would I laugh at you? To be honest, I am a little jealous. I wish I was in a relationship like the one you and Bill have. Especially from that video you showed me, Jack doesn't seem like most men. Him being unattractive kind of makes it easier, so there's no worry about you actually falling in love with him. I guess it's what you call strictly physical.
Stacy giggled. Amber rolled her eyes while she blushed.
Yeah, well, whatever. I need you to cover for me. I'm going to tell Bill I'm going to be with you tomorrow. So no gym in case you and Bill run into each other or anything. If he asks you about it later, tell him we went on a hike near the waterfall about an hour out. We've been there before, remember?
Okay, so you said you're doing this stuff with Jack and Bill is going to find out about it later on your guy's anniversary, right? Amber nodded.
Ugh. I wish I could see his reaction.
I still remember how embarrassed he got when I tried grilling him at the gym the other week about you guys. From what you told me so far, I bet he's going to lose it after hearing you be so naughty. I can't believe we're even talking about something like this. I feel like you're not the same person anymore, in a good way though, Stacy said before catching herself at the end. Amber and Stacy continued their workout, but Stacy's words rang in Amber's head. Maybe she's right. I'm definitely not the same woman I was half a year ago. But maybe that's a good thing. Later that night, Amber and Bill were eating dinner, and she finally decided to tell Bill where she was going. Hey honey, so tomorrow me and Stacy decided to go on a hike. Is that okay? Amber tried to sound as nonchalant as possible, not daring to look Bill in the eyes as she said it. A hike? Well yeah, the weather is much nicer now. Would you guys mind a third wheel? Bill asked, not really expecting a refusal. Amber was prepared for his question. Actually, I realized me and Stacy doesn't get much girl time lately, and I already promised it would just be us two. I'm sorry, baby. Maybe next time? Amber's stomach fluttered hearing herself lie so naturally. Lying so she could fuck her neighbor on camera in public while her husband stayed at home totally unaware of what his loving wife was doing. Amber's legs started to squeeze together at the thought of it. Bill was surprised at first but then thought about it. She wasn't really wrong. Amber has done so much for him and his fantasy. Didn't she earn some personal time with her best friend? Little did Bill know that in the future, this personal time would shock him beyond his wildest imaginations. Fair enough, she really looks up to you. She always wants to follow in your footsteps. I'm glad at how much she's come out of her shell the last few years, Bill answered. I know, she's like the sister I've never had. I really hope she finds someone who deserves her, Amber said, trying to change the subject while they continued to eat dinner. They started talking about their day among other things. But all Amber could think of was what did Jack have in store for her tomorrow. Amber was tossing and turning all night. Her mind kept thinking about all the crazy things she's done with Jack. All the blowjobs in front of Bill. Super Bowl night. The videos she took the other week. She kept thinking about what Jack was going to do tomorrow. Would she lose herself again like she did before? Did she want to? She watched back the videos a couple of days ago, and she had to admit even to her they were extremely hot but also so taboo. She almost didn't recognize herself and the words she said. But she knew that Bill would lose his mind when he watched them, and there are only two videos so far. How many was she going to make? 5? 10? There were 2.5 months until their anniversary, so she wanted to make at least a couple more. These videos are what could fuel Bill and their relationship for years to come. She remembered how their sexual relationship was before this fantasy came to be. It was loving and emotional, but there was no true excitement or boundaries being pushed. It was bordering vanilla-type sex, and Amber was glad how they both matured since then. Their sex now was way more passionate, and they voiced what they liked and disliked. So she deceived herself to take advantage of her current circumstances and make the most of it. This whole ordeal with Jack might stop at any time. Amber really didn't know what the future would be, and she really didn't want to think about it anymore. She promised herself that she would be the hot wife that Bill wanted her to be and enjoy this adventure. Even her body had to admit it was excited for the taboo things that would endure tomorrow, due to the fact that Bill would soon witness all of it. She wondered how she could make it even better for him once he did. Since Amber couldn't sleep, she quietly got out of bed and snuck down into Bill's office. She opened his search history and found the stories he's recently been reading on Literatica. She wanted to get more knowledge of what Bill liked to make his fantasy even better when she recorded her videos. Ever since Amber caught Bill with his search history, which seemed like a lifetime ago, Bill had never had the urge or thought that he needed to clean his browsing history. This just showed how much their marriage has grown and there were no secrets between them. Well, at least that's what Bill thought. Amber scrolled through the stories, reading some and browsing a few. Before, she had mostly just seen neighbor and wife stories. But in the last week, Bill had been reading a lot of coworker and wife stories. All of which the husband hated the coworker who ended up sleeping with the wife, giving her amazing sex in the process. I guess Bill really has been thinking about me and David hooking up, she whispered to herself. She made a mental note to herself to tease Bill about David more. She started to wonder who this guy was who was giving her husband such a hard time at work. Finally, she pushed all the dirty thoughts out of her mind. Jack was more than enough for her to handle. The best she could do was tease David once she met him. She got up and quietly got back into bed to get some sleep. She knew she had one heck of a day in front of her, and she needed her rest. Amber woke up early that Sunday morning. She looked over and saw Bill fast asleep. She admired his chiseled face with a stubble beard. His upper body sticking out from under the blankets that showed his hours spent at the gym. She truly was in love with this man. She was more attracted to him than any man she had ever seen. So why was she so excited to meet up with that slob of a man next door? Did Jack's dick really excite her to know and that her body overwhelmed her mind? Amber wondered if this was how a drug addict felt. She knew it was more than just the excitement of sex with Jack that got her so worked up. It was the fact she was doing it for Bill. Acting like the hot wife he always dreamed of. Doing naughty things with a man he hates, especially behind his back, no less. Her stomach always fluttered when she thought about what his reaction was going to be once he actually found out what she's been up to. It motivated her to go through with what she was doing and make it as wild as possible for him. Amber leaned over and started to kiss Bill's chest and neck. She heard him grumble and slowly wake up. His strong arm wrapped around her and pulled her closer to his body. Bill's eyes were still closed while he said, I love when you wake me up like that. Amber giggled and kissed him on the lips.
I wish I could just lay here all day with you.
Okay, I'll call Stacy and tell her you're canceling, Bill said as he acted to reach over to his phone on the bedside table. Amber quickly grabbed his hand.
You know I can't, she said as her stomach had butterflies lying right to her husband.
You're doing this for him. There's no reason to feel bad, Amber kept telling herself.
I know you're always right, he chuckled. Well, I'm going to go hit the gym and grab some things for the house. Do you need anything while I'm out?
Bill said as he got up from bed, stretching his strong body.
No, but I'll text you if I think of anything, Amber said in a daze as she admired her husband.
Bill looked over at his beautiful wife and loved how she still looked breathtaking after just waking up. He leaned over to her on the bed and kissed her on the lips.
You and Stacy better not get into any trouble,
Bill laughed as he walked away. If Bill would have turned around, he would have seen Amber squeezing out a shy smile with a red face showing her embarrassment. Amber lay back in bed for a bit before she felt her phone vibrate not long after Bill had left.
Just seen your little hubby leave. Are you ready for our hike?
The message from Jack read. Amber replied.
Just woke up. I will be there soon.
Amber took a deep breath and finally got out of bed. She took a shower last night after the gym, so she immediately went to go find something to wear. She knew she was going to get all sweaty from her hike, among other activities, so she just threw on a basic outfit. A dry-fit black shirt, black workout/yoga pants, her hair in a ponytail with a black hat on, with her pink running shoes. She grabbed a small bite to eat, then brushed her teeth after. It wasn't even 20 minutes after Jack texted her that she was walking out of the house. Jack had told her to just walk, and so she made sure no one was looking from the neighborhood and discreetly ran over to his door. As she walked into the house, flashbacks from the other week flew before her. All the things she had done made her legs weak and her mind spin. Amber half expected Jack to be ready waiting for her, but she didn't see him anywhere. She called out to him but didn't get a response. So Amber made her way upstairs, and as she got closer to his room, she realized that he was still in the shower. Even though he didn't tell her to rush over, it irritated her that he wasn't ready yet. Why would he text me, if he wasn't even close to being ready? Amber grumbled to herself. So she sat on his bed with her arms crossed over her body, thinking about how she was going to give him a piece of her mind. After waiting at least 15 minutes, she finally heard the shower turn off. Not long after, Jack walked out of the shower wrapped in a towel from the waist down, only with his big burly upper body showing. God, Amber thought, him and Bill are really different in almost every way. Bill was cut, tall, and athletic, while Jack was just a broad, burly, and overall unattractive man. She couldn't believe this man is what drove her body to orgasm after orgasm. Even her eyes could help but trace down his body to the towel hiding his massive weapon. Finally, his voice broke her out of her trance.
What the hell are you doing? Jack said with an annoyed voice.
What do you mean?
Amber snapped as she stood up.
I've been waiting for you.
Then why the hell aren't you ready? Jack snapped back.
Me?
Amber was baffled for a moment and couldn't answer. Here she was dressed and ready, and he was talking about she wasn't ready? Before she could answer, he interrupted her.
What?
You think we are going on some nature hike for the Discovery Channel? We are making a video for your little hubby to get off on. And you're coming over here like that? Amber looked down at her outfit. She thought she would dress casual, but then thought he actually had a point, which frustrated her even more. Jack continued, I'm getting dressed, and if you're not ready by the time I'm done, then we can just cancel this whole thing. Amber couldn't stand his attitude. She wanted to absolutely go off on him and give him a piece of her mind. But for some reason, seeing that look in his eye, especially in the same room where he fucked her like no other man has done before, all she could do was let out a big breath of air and walk out the room with an annoyed look on her face. Jack smiled seeing how this sexy wife listened to him so quickly. He was seeing the changes in her slowly and couldn't wait to have some fun with her in the woods. Something even he has never done before. Amber walked out of Jack's house and made sure no one was outside again as she made her way back into her own home. She doubted Jack would really cancel their whole ordeal, but she didn't want to give him a reason to annoy her even more than he already has. Amber made her way up the stairs to her room and thought of what she should wear. She remembered the words Jack said and what she would soon be doing with him. God, I hate to admit this, but he was right. I'm not going for a workout or a hike in the woods. I'm going to put on a show for Bill and show him what a slut I can be for the man we both hate, Amber thought to herself. She stripped off the clothes she had on and started to scrummage through the clothes she owned. Finally, she thought of the perfect naughty outfit. She found a white crop top that was semi-see-through. It fit tight on her body, showing off her figure, and Bill always loved when she wore it around the house. A couple months ago, she would never wear this outside the house. Now she was wearing it before a hike with a man who wasn't her husband. She then found a pink thong and a matching lingerie bra. After putting those on and the white crop top, she found black and white booty shorts. They were somewhat loose, but because they were so short, they perfectly showed off her ass and thighs, so somehow she fit perfectly in them. Every time she walked around the house with these, Bill would always attempt to give her a light slap on her ass or comment about them. She never wore them much, so she decided it would be a perfect tease to go with the outfit. Amber put on her black hat once again with her pink running shoes and looked at herself in the mirror. She immediately blushed when she saw how she looked. The pink bra was somewhat visible through her top and matched her shoes. Her booty shorts fit snuggled on her body, and she folded the top of it, which gave her an even sexier look. Her smooth, toned stomach was on display, and when she turned around, she could perfectly see her ass cheeks poking out the bottom just enough to tease any man that looked. If she were to bend over her, you would see her slim back that led to her amazing ass, with a pink thong peeking through the top of her shorts.
God, I look so slutty. Bill will love it.
She giggled to herself. After giving herself another look or two, she quickly made it out the house and back over to Jack's. Amber walked into Jack's house and saw him sitting in the living room. He was wearing basic cargo shorts with a black shirt.
Yeah, I guess he doesn't have to dress much differently than he usually does, she grumbled internally.
I was just about to text you to hurry up. Good thing you didn't make me wait long, Jack said with a dirty smile.
Yeah, whatever.
Are you ready now?
Yeah.
Oh, and here I don't feel like carrying this. Jack handed her a small backpack. Amber grabbed it while asking.
What's in it?
Some water bottles, condoms, and a blanket. I want to be comfortable when I'm blowing your back out, plus I'm gonna be thirsty once I'm done.
You are.
Amber was baffled from his remarks. He said it so naturally.
God, you're just so frustrating sometimes. Don't lie to yourself, you like it. Why else would you be here?
Don't give me that bullshit that it's just for your little hubby.
You enjoy this just as much,
Jack said while getting up and looking her in the eye.
Oh my, can we just go now?
Amber said, not daring to meet his eyes while crossing her arms.
Sure, but before we go, can you give your lover a kiss?
Jack said with his arms spread apart. Amber finally looked at him and saw him standing there with a confident grin on his face. God, she just wanted to rip that smile off his face, but she was not Amber anymore. She was Jack's slut, and she had to play the part. Amber flipped the switch that seemed so natural for her now and sauntered her way over to him. Jack's cock twitched seeing the change in her demeanor. Once Amber made her way to him, she wrapped her hands around his neck. She kissed just under his ear and whispered,
"You're not my lover."
Jack's confident smile almost disappeared, and just when he was about to say something, Amber switched sides and kissed below his other ear and whispered,
"You're my daddy, my big strong bull, who helps cuck my husband, remember?"
Jack's smile came back again, stronger than before. His arms reached around her body and grabbed her ass. Amber finally straightened her body and looked right at him. Jack couldn't take it anymore and leaned in, giving her a sloppy kiss. Amber felt no need to hold back and kissed Jack as if she was kissing her own husband. Her lips battled him as her tongue found her way inside Jack's mouth. As soon as their tongues found each other, it was as if a dance of superiority started. Each tried taking charge, which ended up with them making sloppy noises as they kissed. Jack's hands weren't idle in this. With each kiss, he groped and squeezed each ass cheek. The same ass that kept him up late at night. The ass that he couldn't get out of his mind. The ass that he fucked so well multiple times now. Amber moaned, feeling his rough hands on her body. She took the initiative and broke the kiss to whimper quickly.
You know what I want.
Then leaned back into the kiss. Jack was confused, wondering what she meant, but then he felt her lower body shake, making her ass jiggle in his hands. Finally, Jack figured it out. He raised his hand and gave each ass cheek a firm slap. This made Amber even more turn on and grab him even tighter than she already was. She actually wanted more, but Jack had stopped and pulled away from her.
Relax, my little slut. We are going to have plenty of fun today.
Jack smiled. Amber was flustered and out of breath, but she nodded.
So should we get going now?
Jack reached in his pocket and threw her the keys.
Yeah, and you're driving,
saying as he walked past her. Amber looked down at the keys in her hands and was in deep thought about something internally. She shook her head and followed Jack, grabbing the small backpack on her way out. She knew they would definitely be needing it. Amber and Jack had been driving for about 20 minutes. They were heading to a waterfall hike that was about an hour away. It usually was busy on the weekends, so Amber wanted to try to get there as early as possible, hence the reason they left so early on this Sunday morning. The car was quiet, and Amber was in deep thought, wondering what Jack had in store for her. Part of her wanted to ask, but another just said go with the flow and whatever happens, happens. Her main focus was to enjoy this adventure and make it as hot as possible for Bill to enjoy later. Finally, another 10 minutes passed, and Jack, who was also getting bored of the silence in the car, finally broke the ice.
So is your phone charged? I want to make sure we get some good content for your precious husband.
Jack laughed. Amber rolled her eyes.
Yeah, don't worry, I charged it last night. I didn't want to give you an excuse for us not to record anything.
It isn't an excuse, I'm doing this for your husband.
I'm starting to figure out what he likes.
Jack laughed again.
What do you mean by that?
Amber asked, glancing over at him.
Bill loves watching you, and I understand what this fantasy is to him. But like with anything in life, if you get the same thing consistently, you'll eventually tire of it, and it'll leave a bad taste in your mouth.
You really believe that? Amber said curiously.
Hell yeah, I do, and I'm not playing any tricks on you. It's like listening to your favorite song. It might be your favorite song, but sometimes you want to hear another song from that artist. It might not be your favorite, but you definitely enjoy it. If you just listen to the same song over and over, soon it doesn't become your favorite song anymore.
You need more flavor, Jack said while reaching his hand over, resting it on Amber's smooth thigh. Amber almost smacked his hand away, but was in deep thought about what Jack had said, so she just let it slide.
So maybe that's why Bill brought up David,
Amber whispered to herself.
Huh? David? Who's that?
Jack had barely heard her, but it had got him curious. Amber realized she had spoken out loud and tried changing the subject.
Oh, it's nothing, never mind.
Oh no, you don't, Jack said, sitting up more.
Come on, tell me,
squeezing her jiggly thighs, attempting to coax the information out of her. Amber knew he wouldn't stop unless she told him. Plus, as she thought about it, he already knew so much. What harm could it do? Jack continued to grope and shake her thigh like a little kid until she finally caved.
God! Okay, fine.
Amber finally relented. Jack smiled seeing how easily she gave in. Amber took a deep breath.
Okay, so Bill came clean to me about the fantasy still turning him on the night after we made our first couple of videos. I was even tempted to tell him what we've been doing, but I decided to wait and stick to the plan.
Okay. Jack said, knowing there's more to it. Then he brought up how he has this new coworker in his company. He's beneath him, but I guess this new guy, David, has been an asshole and an overall bad guy to work with. Then he told me how he started imagining me hooking up with this guy. Last night I even saw on his computer the stories that he used to read that were strictly neighbor and wife, to now having a few, coworker and wife. Jack was stunned hearing this new information. He gulped.
So are you going to replace me with this David guy?
Amber giggled seeing his nervousness. It was nice switching the roles for a change.
Don't you wish?
Amber laughed. No, don't worry, I realize me being with you is what really excites Bill. David is just another flavor. Amber gave him a naughty smile. This calmed Jack's nerves.
So are you going to start hooking up with this guy too? Is that not too much for you to handle?
Jack smirked back at her.
God no. I've never even met the guy. If anything, I just might flirt with him in front of Bill and tease him with it, but I can't see myself doing much more than that.
Amber said, getting quiet at the end. Amber decided to be naughty and tease Jack some more. She reached her hand over and grabbed Jack's groin, which got him all tensed up from the sudden interaction. Amber wanted to tease him like he always did with her.
Plus you're more than enough for me to handle as is.
Giving him a few squeezes on his now semi-hard cock.
I have a suggestion.
Jack said, enjoying her hands on him.
What is it?
Amber said, still lightly gripping his groin as if it was normal. Jack loved that she didn't move her hands right away, he continued.
You should really start teasing Bill about this David guy. It'll throw him off that we are doing these videos behind his back and he'll really think you both are done with me and this adventure. So when he sees the videos we made, he will absolutely lose it. Plus I think it'll be good for you guys to keep it fresh.
Amber kind of liked the plan the more she thought about it. She gave him a couple more squeezes on his cock before finally letting him go.
That's actually a good plan, I'm going to think about it.
Jack loved her teasing and was cursing in his mind that this place wasn't closer, but he didn't have to wait long. They finally reached the waterfall hiking area. It was a popular destination for miles around, but since they got there pretty early, they didn't have any issues with a line to get into the parking lot. It was a small fee for parking, and Amber was completely embarrassed paying for parking due to the young gate attendant practically drooling over her. She didn't blame him, she was dressed like a complete slut. What the gate attendant didn't understand was how this smoke show of a woman was with a guy like Jack. He looked like a man in his 50s, and with his beer belly and broad shoulders, he already seemed out of place being with Amber. Jack didn't mind though. He just smiled seeing the young attendant stutter and struggle to take her payment.
Take a picture, it might last longer.
Jack laughed.
No, Wadash? I'm sorry. Here you guys go.
The shy young attendant barely mustered out. He handed them a receipt and a parking tag.
You have to, leave the tag on your dashboard, and return it before you leave. So, please don't lose it.
Jack laughed seeing the young attendant struggle to form words.
Don't be sorry, she likes being checked out.
Jack said, still laughing. Amber shot Jack a glance to keep quiet, then reached for the receipt and tag. She whispered, thank you, while rolling her window up. The gate attendant felt like he was floating just from hearing two words from this beautiful woman. Amber was completely embarrassed being in this situation, so she sped off as soon as the gate went up. They then found a somewhat secluded parking spot in the back facing the trees. Jack smiled at her.
Are you ready for the real fun to begin?
Amber just rolled her eyes.
Are you sure you're gonna be able to keep up?
She said while giving him an annoyed look on her face. She was still mad at him for teasing her at the gate.
Oh, don't give me that attitude, you're going to be doing a lot worse than teasing some young kid soon enough.
Amber got flushed hearing that and didn't bother responding. She reached for the backpack in the backseat and stepped out of the car. After her and Jack made sure they weren't forgetting anything, they started their hike to the waterfall. From what they could see in the parking lot, there weren't many people here yet. Coming so early on a Sunday was a good idea, Amber thought to herself. She has never done anything sexual out in public, and she was very nervous about someone seeing her. But in that nervousness, there lay a hint of excitement. She wondered how her body would respond to this new setting. There were two trails on this hike that took you to the same destination. One was more open and easier to travel. It was the more popular choice. The second was more secluded and a tad bit harder to travel. This might have trees you have to go around, or the dirt path may not be as smooth. On the way over, they already decided on the second path. This would give them the cover they needed to make the videos. That's why Amber teased Jack if he'd be able to keep up. She knew she would have no problem. She worked out all the time, so this hike was nothing to her. Jack, on the other hand, barely got any exercise. You could make the argument that the only exercise he got was his time with her. They had just started on the trail when Amber finally asked.
So have you ever done this before? What hiking?
Jack said with a laugh.
Oh my God! No, not hiking. You know what I meant.
Amber said with a frustrated stomp in her step.
Can't say I do. Can you explain?
He said, knowingly teasing her.
You're annoying, you know that?
Amber said, looking over at him. After a moment, she finally squeezed out.
Have you ever, hooked up with someone, out in public like this?
Jack laughed hearing her say it. He loved making her feel uncomfortable and act unlike her usual self. It was like seeing a different side of her, a side strictly meant for him.
Nope, can't say I have. This is going to be a first for both of us.
Really?
Amber was surprised. She thought he invited her to do this kind of thing because he's done it before.
Trust me, you and I are going to have a lot of firsts.
Amber looked down with a beet red face, knowing his words were probably going to be true. Jack looked at the blonde goddess in front of him. The way she was dressed was so provocative. They were now surrounded by trees and with her, in the lead, it was like she was leading him to the Garden of Eden. It was at this moment that Jack thought of a good idea.
Hey, give me your phone.
What?
Here?
Amber said, looking around. They were surrounded by trees and alone, but she didn't think they were far enough at all. Anybody could just walk from the trail behind them and catch them in the act.
Geez, relax. We aren't going to do anything wild right here. I just thought of a good idea that would drive your little hubby crazy.
Jack said with his hand extended out waiting for the phone.
Are you going to share this brilliant idea or what?
Amber said with her hands on her hips. Jack didn't know why, but this turned him on. The way she was standing made him want to take her right then and there. He extended his finger out and ushered her to come to him.
Come here, and maybe I'll tell you.
Amber saw the change in his eyes and shyly made her way to him. When she got close, he wrapped his hands around her body, immediately reaching for her thick, jiggly ass. He leaned into her ear while saying,
Imagine little Bill watching these videos. All right? He sees his wife dressed the way you are, walking through these woods. It cuts from you walking, to flashing and teasing the camera. Then it cuts again, on your knees stroking my big cock against your beautiful face before giving me a blowjob that he wishes he could get. Then it cuts again, you being bent over a tree trying to hold your moans so no one can hear you, while I fuck you with my much bigger cock, making you moan louder than he ever could. Finally, it cuts to us by the waterfall. Sounds of water and your moans combine for an intimate experience. But what we are doing is anything but intimate.
I fuck you in your favorite positions. Then just when Bill thinks the video is over, it cuts again, to you giving me a sensual blowjob on the ride home.
Amber's body started to heat up hearing his words. She imagined Bill, sitting there watching what Jack had described. Her pussy was already wet just from thinking about the look on Bill's face.
So? Is that a good idea?
Jack said, getting her attention back. Amber nodded and pulled the phone out from the side pocket of the backpack and handed it to Jack. Jack grabbed the phone and put it in his pocket, but didn't release Amber yet. I thought of one more idea. Jack said with a certain tone to his voice that wasn't there. Amber immediately picked it up and asked quietly.
What's that?
I know you're such a great actor and for the rest of the day, I don't want to see Bill's wife. I want to see my slut. Jack said while fondling Amber's luscious ass cheeks.
They felt like jello in his grasp.
Yeah, I already know that. Amber said. She didn't know why he brought this up. She always gave into the acting and let it take control of her, so why was he bringing it up?
Let me finish.
Jack said, giving Amber a slap on her ass which made her gasp and lean more into him. From now on, every time before we record I want to see your sincerity like I did before. No camera. No Bill. Just me, you, and my big cock. Amber thought about it for a moment and assumed he just wanted to kiss her like they did back at his house the other week.
Okay, it's not like I haven't done worse.
Amber mumbled.
Jack laughed.
Haha, that's great. But this time I don't want just a kiss. This threw Amber off.
What do you want then?
I want you to talk about how much you love my cock. Tell me Bill is a terrible husband. I want to hear you humiliate him and tell me how much better I am.
God, why do men always need an ego boost? It's as if him fucking me to orgasm after orgasm isn't enough?
Amber thought to herself. Jack saw Amber thinking about it and decided to push for it a little harder.
Come on.
It'll just be between us, plus it'll be better for the videos. Get you in the mood, you know.
Jack said, still talking in her ear and playing with her body.
Fine. Amber relented. She didn't know how many times she had to tell herself this, but there was no reason to hold back.
And she knew Bill would get excited even if he did find out in the future, which he probably would. Her lying, for now, was only to make it better for Bill later on. So she decided to drop any resistance she had and decided she wasn't going to act like her usual self.
Amber wrapped her arms around his neck. And you promise it'll just be between us?
Amber was looking at Jack with her piercing blue eyes. Jack looked back and still didn't understand how he got this lucky to have this sexy woman in his grasp, ready to be his slut. Actually, he did understand. It was all due to his neighbor Bill. Jack smiled to himself, wondering what his idiot neighbor was doing while he was corrupting his wife.
Jack nodded back at her.
Of course.
Now come on. Let me hear it. Don't hold back either, slut.
Amber almost winced hearing him use that word. But she knew it was true. She was a slut today.
His slut.
You want to hear it?
What do you want to hear, baby?
That I like being your little slut?
Jack grabbed her ass even tighter and pushed her against the nearest tree.
Oh God, Jack. I love when you're rough with me.
Something my dumb husband could never do.
Amber felt a pit in her stomach saying such taboo words. But instead of hiding from that feeling, she decided to embrace it. Jack left one hand squeezing her ass, while his other hand traced down her legs and started feeling her smooth thighs. He started kissing her neck.
I can tell you're going to taste good today.
Yes, Daddy. I can't wait for you to taste me.
I'm already so wet thinking about it.
Jack lightly bit her neck. This drove Amber over the edge. She was rubbing her body all over Jack and felt his growing cock.
She just wanted to drop to her knees and start sucking it right there. This surprised her. She was actually excited to suck his cock. She wanted to please him and see the look on his face when she slid her perfect lips all over his cock. Amber was thinking about just taking the lead. Jack had other plans.
Are you excited for my big cock?
Jack said, pressing his lower body harder into her.
Oh my, I actually am.
Amber said seriously.
I bet Bill could never please you like I could.
No, he never could hope to.
You're so much bigger and better. His little cock can never make me come the way you do.
Amber said, almost out of breath at this point. She knew Bill wasn't little by any means, but she knew what drove Jack, so she gave him what he wanted.
Fuck that guy. He's an idiot for ever letting you out of his sight.
Yeah, fuck him.
He didn't realize how much I'd love your cock. Now look at me.
Amber leaned over to Jack's ear now.
I'm practically hooked.
God, I love hearing you say that. Jack said with a deep exhale.
Which part? That my husband is a fucking idiot? Or that your cock is so much bigger?
No wonder he wanted to share me with you. He wanted me to experience a real man.
A real man like you, who got me soaking wet for his big cock. You like hearing that, Daddy? That I'm just a slut wife that gets off on cheating on her husband.
Amber felt like her insides were melting with every harsh word she said. She realized the more she said it, the more her body started to heat up. Half the words she said weren't true, but just the fact she said them felt so taboo in itself. Jack looked up at her and finally met her lips. Amber kissed him as if she was kissing her husband. Not even better than she did with him. It was as if two lovers who haven't seen each other in years met once again. Amber hooked her arms tighter against Jack's neck and wrapped both of her legs around Jack. Jack felt this sexy neighbor of his practically wrap herself around him. He grabbed her ass with both of his hands, helping lift her off the ground, and continued to kiss her. This went on for a long time. Longer than they ever had kissed before. Amber was moaning and whimpering between the kisses and tongue battles. Jack thought he could never have enough, but unfortunately, Amber broke the kiss and unwrapped her legs and arms around him, setting herself down back on the ground.
Come on.
Amber smiled at him and grabbed his hand. She started leading him up the trail.
We need to get to the waterfall.
Jack had no reason to argue and followed with a huge grin on his face.
Are you recording?
Amber said, looking back at Jack while walking on the trail.
Just a second. Okay, here we go, and now.
Jack filmed Amber walking in front of him. She had her head turned back, giving him and the camera a sexy smile. She swayed her hips, making her look even that much more alluring. Amber giggled and waved at the camera. Jack knew it wasn't him she was waving at. She stopped at the tree in front of her and picked one of her legs up, giving herself a sexy pose. Jack didn't know when he realized, but the camera loved Amber. Some people didn't look good on video or in pictures, but the camera always captured the best part of Amber. Not that there were any real faults to begin with, which extremely helped.
Damn, Bill. Your wife looks amazing today. Don't you think? I can't wait to feel that body all over mine.
Jack said out loud to himself, but really was talking to the future Bill who would be watching this video. Amber was only a few steps ahead of Jack and decided to join in on the fun. She turned her head back once again.
Hey Bill, do you think Jack is gonna have fun playing with my ass in a little bit?
She pulled down her booty shorts, flashing her ass to the camera. She tucked the shorts under her ass cheeks and started jiggling her ass with them. Jack walked up closer, getting a great shot of what she was doing. His free hand reached and started caressing her ass while she continued to shake it.
I think he already knows the answer to that.
Jack laughed.
I think I'm going to start showing off my ass more at home to tease you. But I'm not going to let you touch or feel like it like you used to. I'm going to tease you until you finally watch what I've been up to.
Amber said to the camera while playing with her ass as it jiggled and shook. Then she turned to look at Jack.
But I'm going to let our big neighbor here play with it as much as he wants. That ass that you love so much will be groped, spanked, rubbed, and the whole time you'll only be able to watch. I have to make sure I tease my husband as much as possible, isn't that right, baby?
God damn, that sounds like a good plan to me. Jack laughed while still feeling her ass shake in his hands. He loved the softness and shape of her ass. It was definitely one of a kind. Amber giggled with him and continued showing off her ass.
Put your hands on that tree in front of you. I gotta play with this ass.
Jack ordered her. Amber didn't even hesitate and listened to his instructions and even took it a step further. She left her ass on display and spread her legs slightly farther apart. She then put her hands on the tree above her head and gave her back that arch she was so used to now. Jack was tempted to lick his lips seeing how she was presenting herself to him and the camera.
So Amber, why don't you tell Bill what you want me to do?
Amber bit her lips while looking back at the camera.
I want you spank me like my husband wishes he could. Punish my ass that I work so hard to keep in shape. Remind me and my husband who's my daddy.
Amber was now shaking her ass at Jack, waiting for the spanks to come. She couldn't believe she was actually this turned on at the thought of getting spanked in front of Bill.
Well, since you asked so nicely.
Slap, slap, slap. Jack gave her ass quick, firm slaps. Her ass jiggled in its recoil. The quiet woods made each slap feel like they were louder than they were. Amber felt like she could hear them echo through their surroundings. Oh my god, imagine if someone saw me right now. Her pussy was drenched at that thought. She waited for more, but it never came. Amber looked back and saw Jack had put the phone away.
That's enough for now, the real fun is coming soon. I want to find a more secluded spot. Come on, follow me.
Jack said while walking off the trail into the woods. Amber didn't bother to argue. She pulled her shorts back up and followed after him. They didn't walk long before Jack found a perfect spot. There was a big oak tree that had fallen down, who knows when. The branches and leaves gave them the perfect cover. Even Amber's eyes lit up seeing it. Were they really that lucky, or was this fate? They made their way to it, and Jack, who was actually getting tired from the hike, leaned against the tree. He pulled Amber's phone from his pocket. You ready? I want this blowjob to be the best yet. Show your little hubby what he's missing, Jack said, getting the phone camera open while trying to unbutton his shorts with his other hand. Amber walked up to him and started to help him. Don't worry, I'm going to give you and my husband one hell of a show, just don't come too quick, okay? I want my husband to enjoy this, but most of all I want to enjoy this too. I've actually missed sucking your cock. Amber smiled at him with a sexy grin as she slowly dropped her body in front of him. She made sure to rub her body against him all the way down. Amber kneeled before him and unzipped his shorts, letting them drop to his ankles. She wasted no time and pulled his cock free from his boxers. Jack could have sworn he heard Amber gulp once she saw his cock again. As much as I love fucking you and that perfect pussy of yours, there's just something about you kneeling in front of me sucking my cock. I actually like it too, I feel so submissive. Like I have to give my all to please this big thing, Amber said, shaking his perfect cock around her face. Ready when you are, Jack said, putting the camera right in front of him, giving it a clear shot of his cock and Amber. Amber extended her wet tongue and licked the tip, savoring the flavor of his manly cock that she was so accustomed to now. As soon as Amber licked his cock, Jack hit the record button. You taste so fucking good. I've actually been thinking about this moment all weekend, Amber said, licking his thick shaft up and down. She then kissed her way down to the base of his dick, letting his heavy cock rest on her face while she licked and kissed all over. Amber loved feeling the weight of his big dick pressing down on her. She felt the power coming from it, and wanted to please it to the best of her ability. It always amazed her how his cock changed her whole perception of him. He was always that creepy, annoying neighbor. Now he was her big cock bull, and she couldn't wait to please him. To do things for him that she doesn't even do for her husband. It made her fall deeper and deeper into the act she was doing, which made Jack really experience what her best blowjob truly was. Jack just groaned and half closed his eyes. He couldn't lie to himself either, he was looking forward to this way more than her. Amber continued, Who would have thought that one day, I'd be comfortable sucking your cock? My husband has gotten one blowjob from me and it wasn't even my best. And I've sucked your beautiful cock so many times I've lost count. She licked and kissed his cock every couple of words. My husband has barely experienced my blowjobs and you, the man we hate, are now used to me on my knees sucking this beautiful thing. I have to make sure I thank your husband next time I see him. Jack laughed, knowing the camera was picking everything up. He grabbed a hold of his dick and smacked her face with it. Amber just giggled and grabbed his cock back from him. I don't think you should. Hold on. Amber pushed his cock straight up and started sucking each of his balls. Jack immediately groaned and used his free hand to grab the back of Amber's head while she worshipped his balls. After she was done, she kissed her way back up his shaft till she reached the tip and gave it a long sucking kiss. Amber broke off from his cock to say, I think you should be even more rude to my husband, don't you think? His rude neighbor hooking up with his wife is what excites him. Right, Bill? Amber flashed a smile at the camera before continuing to lick and kiss Jack's cock. Yeah, good point. We don't want me to become a good neighbor, do we? Amber looked up at him with a naughty smile. Definitely not, and remember what I said, don't come too quickly, okay, daddy? Jack didn't answer with words, he just flexed his cock in response. Amber cooed. Fuck, I love when you do that. Amber leaned down while looking up at Jack and the camera and wrapped her soft lips over Jack's cock. Her tongue swirled over the tip of his cock. Amber intentionally tried making a show of what she was doing. Her lips made loud sucking and slurping sounds. Her tongue was lathering all of Jack's cock as far as it could reach while keeping her lips at the tip. It wasn't long before her saliva was dripping on the ground hitting the dry leaves. Amber realized this was going to get messy quickly. She released Jack's now wet cock and took the backpack off her shoulders and set it against the tree by Jack's leg. Then she took her hat off, followed by her crop top. Jack saw she was getting comfortable by removing her clothes. So he paused the video. He thought it would be a hot scene for her to go from having some clothes on to basically naked in a matter of a frame. Amber set her clothes on top of the backpack. She didn't undo her hair and kept it in a ponytail. She reached back and grabbed hold of Jack's cock once again. Ready? Jack said, but even before he could finish that one small word, his cock was already covered with her mouth once again. He just shook his head and started the recording again. Amber wanted to make this really nasty. Her mind kept thinking about what Bill's point of view would be. What sounds did she want him to hear? How could she please him? Over the months, she learned that the more she enjoyed it, the more her husband would get off of it. So she did just that. Slurp, slurp, slurp. Amber's tongue and lips constantly made indecent noises. Both her hands stroked Jack's big cock while she worked on his huge mushroom head. Her saliva was building so much that even her hands were becoming just as wet as his cock. Finally, when she felt his cock was wet enough, she attempted to slide her lips down his whole shaft. She got 3/4 of the way down in her first attempt. The only thing stopping her was the thickness of his cock. She's deep-throated it before, and she was up for the challenge to do it again. It didn't take her long. On her second attempt, her mouth reached all the way to the base of his cock. Jack was in bliss at the moment. His thick cock was in a soft but warm heaven. This goddess was giving it her all to service his cock in almost every way. Amber started to slide up and down his cock now, sometimes glancing up at the camera and over to his eyes. A few times when she reached the base, she would shake her mouth left and right, truly making sure she didn't leave an inch of his cock out of her mouth.
God damn, you are so good at this now. Who knew my neighbor's wife would learn to be a pro cock sucker using my dick?
Amber removed his cock from her mouth.
Who knew my husband liked seeing his wife act like a slut for someone else?
She smacked her face and cheeks with his wet cock while giving it sensual kisses. Amber made her way down to his balls once again and gave them some kisses and sucking on each of them occasionally. She loved the feeling of his soft, but big balls in her mouth. She felt somewhat powerful controlling where he got his orgasms from. Her hands were never idle as she kept stroking his cock. Amber would sometimes use her nails to run along his legs, which almost made Jack's body go limp. She smiled seeing him so overworked from her blowjob. Amber didn't waste any more time and was soon bobbing her head up and down his thick rod once again. Jack grabbed the back of head and controlled her pace, sometimes going fast or slowing her down. He was looking down at her with serious eyes, not believing what he was seeing. Her saliva was falling all over her. From her chin, down to her cleavage were becoming more and more wet by the minute. He's gotten plenty of blowjobs from her, but this was definitely one of his favorites. The wood surrounding them, the nature of how sloppy she was making it, and the fact it was all on camera. He'd move the camera from all angles, capturing the work she was doing. Amber would follow the camera with her eyes, sometimes turning her head, attacking his cock from a different angle. Finally, when he was recording her slightly from the side, Amber wasn't looking at the camera anymore. She was looking up at him, squinting her eyes at him, as if she was challenging him to just take it. That was the moment he had enough. He had to fuck this woman, immediately. He stopped the recording and pushed her off his cock.
Get up and bend over this tree like the good little slut you are, Jack said with a deep voice.
Amber could hear the impatience in his voice. Her body was also on fire, so she easily complied, knowing what was to come. She got up and bent over the tree, while Jack got behind her. He admired her amazing figure, but only for a moment. Jack pulled down her shorts and helped her step out of them, throwing them in the pile with her other clothes. There she was in the middle of the woods, bent over a tree wearing a pink bra, pink thong, and pink running shoes, waiting to get fucked by her repulsive, big cock neighbor. Jack moved her thong to the side around one of her ass cheeks. Due to her amazing ass, it perfectly held the thong in place. Jack was practically blind with lust. He rubbed his bare cock on her wet pussy slit, which made Amber reach back and stop him. Even with how turned on she was, she still had some sense in her.
No, Jack! Grab a condom first.
Jack became extremely frustrated and have Amber a slap on her ass.
God damn it, you fucking bitch! When are you going to learn just to take it like you should?
Amber just whimpered but still gave him a look of defiance that left no room for discussion. He turned away to grab the backpack. He took out a condom in record time and ripped it open. Less than a minute later, he was behind her once again with a sheathed cock. Even though he wore a condom, the brand he bought this time was ultra thin. Hopefully feeling more of his cock will let them drop this stupid rule soon enough. Jack grabbed Amber by the ponytail and made her lean half her body up.
Because of this stupid rule, I'm going to make sure I fuck you harder than I ever have. You got that?
Amber saw how Jack was extremely horny, and making him put on the condom only frustrated him.
Humph.
Amber closed her eyes and swayed her ass side to side, as if it was saying, give me your worst.
Jack had one hand wrapped around Amber's hair while the other still held her phone. He used the hand with the phone to line up his cock and slid his way into Amber's warm, tight pussy.
Hmm, fuck.
Amber immediately felt the large intrusion. This was the feeling her body was craving for so bad. Due to the thin condom, she felt more of his dick than before. This gave her flashbacks from the Super Bowl night. That night was a blur to her. Every time she tried to recall what happened, it was all hazy. It was like a night where she drank too much. But the only thing that she was truly drinking was the pleasure his cock had given her. It put her body in overdrive and overloaded her senses. It was easily the most intense night she ever experienced, and she now believed that this is why her body craved Jack's cock when it was near her. Amber knew that if Jack would fuck her raw once again, then she would lose her inhibitions even further than she already has. After Jack got the tip of his cock in, he held nothing back and pushed all the way in.
Oh God. Amber wasn't prepared for the whole thing to penetrate her so fast. I'm just getting started. Hope you're ready for this, 'cause I sure as hell am. Jack said, pulling Amber up more with her ponytail, making her head turn to look back at him over her shoulder.
Amber was keeping her body steady with her hands against the fallen tree. She could only imagine how slutty she looked right now getting fucked out in nature like this. Jack released her hair and got the phone ready to record. He started sliding in and out slowly but quickly picked up a quick rhythm. Amber's moans followed not long after. He watched her thick ass cheeks slap against him. This was the view he was waiting for. He hit record on the phone and watched on camera how Amber's lithe body shook before him.
Fuck yeah, you dirty slut. Your dumb little husband is going to love watch you fuck my big cock.
Amber was totally concentrated on the big cock sliding in and out of her pussy. It wasn't until Jack spoke that she got out of her trance.
She looked behind her and saw Jack with the phone recording her. Bill is going to be watching this? Watching me get fucked out in the woods somewhere? Oh God. As soon as Amber saw the phone, she started slamming her ass against Jack, meeting his forceful strokes. Jack and Amber fucking grew frantic. His back shots against her ass started to sound like gunshots. If someone was hiking near them, they would think someone was hunting at first, but soon would be mistaken due to the loud moans Amber was emanating.
Jack, Jack, oh God, Jack.
Yes.
Fuck me just like that. Yeah, you like this big cock? Jack said, slapping her ass between his strokes.
Oh god, yes. You're so fucking good, baby. You make me feel so full.
Oh, fuck. Amber cried out. He continued to fuck her at a hard, frantic pace for a good while before slowing down. Jack stopped moving slowly. Their fucking slowed down to the point it became a standstill. They stood there, each covered in their own sweat.
Come on, I want you to do all the work. Show your husband again how you love fucking my cock. Tell him how much better it is.
Jack said, kissing the top of her back while squeezing her hips.
Fuck, that sounds naughty.
Amber said while sliding her ass against him side to side. She was fully immersed into her role, but most of all, she was truly enjoying the sex she was having with Jack. Especially in the environment they were in. Jack flexed his cock in her, which made Amber's body shiver.
That felt good.
Amber said, putting her legs slightly farther apart. She set her hands closer together against the tree. This let her put her back in a deep arch. She slowly started to slide up and down his cock. It was her turn to pick up the pace until she found a good rhythm. Amber enjoyed it when she was able to take control. It was like using a large dildo to please herself. Jack just stood there and let her fuck herself the way she wanted.
Are you watching this, Bill?
Amber said, looking over her shoulder. Jack changed the view of the camera from her ass to her face. He slightly moved it to the side so she could look at it easier.
He's not fucking me this time, Bill. I'm fucking him.
Him and his big cock.
God, it just feels so good. I can't stand him sometimes, but my body is getting hooked on the pleasure he gives me. Does that excite you?
That your loving wife is having sex with the man you hate. Behind your back, no less.
Oh, fuck. Just look at me. He gets so deep every time. Much deeper than you ever could hope to. His cock is so much bigger. It makes my body go crazy every time. I'm fucking him way better than I've ever fucked you. Doesn't that sound naughty? Is this what you wanted to see? Please tell me that you're watching. Aren't you? Watch me fuck this cock until I come all over it. Watch me turn into his little slut.
Oh god. Fuck me, baby. Fuck me so good that you make me forget about my dumbass husband. Amber was picking up her pace as she went along. You could hear the slaps of her and Jack's bodies connecting over her words.
Damn, Bill, your wife is really losing it over my cock. I hope I don't break her too much.
Jack laughed loudly.
Break me? You're gonna break my little pussy with your big cock, huh? Well, come on, show my husband how much you're going to ruin me. Show him who owns this pussy now. Show him how much your big cock drives me crazy. Make him watch with his little cock.
Amber starts jiggling her ass up and down Jack's cock. Jack moved the camera to get the view of what she was doing. The sight of it was amazing. Only women with amazing control of their ass muscles could do this, and the sensation was amazing. It looked like her ass was climbing up and down his thick weapon. Finally, Jack didn't wait long before meeting her strokes himself. He was getting close and wanted to give it his all. Amber's body was quivering at this point, and her body finally reached the breaking point.
I'm gonna come, baby. I'm gonna come all over this big dick. Oh god. Oh fuck, I'm gonna come.
Oh fuck dash. Amber shouted out. Jack was unsure if she was talking to him or the camera, but that point didn't matter. He just stopped moving and let Amber's orgasm wreck through her body. It was a strong orgasm, and it took more than a moment for her body to finally relax. Jack cock felt like it was truly in heaven now. Her pussy was gripping and squeezing him for all he was worth. He knew he was close and didn't want to come in a condom at the moment. He turned the camera off and threw the phone at Amber's clothes and the backpack. Jack then slid his wet, condom-covered cock out of Amber. Amber felt immediately empty, feeling Jack's cock slide out of her. She weakly fell to the floor, still exhausted from the fucking. It was at this moment she felt Jack's presence behind her. She turned her body to look at him and saw him stroking his still bare, hard cock right by her face.
I'm not done with you yet. I want to finish with a blowjob.
Amber was too tired to argue, so she got on her knees higher. She grabbed his cock and with one fluid motion, she swallowed the whole thing. She wasted no time bobbing up and down on it. Amber looked up at Jack and saw that his hands were on his hips. She was so out of it from her orgasm she didn't realize it at first. She removed his cock from her mouth.
You're not recording this?
Jack shook his head.
Nah, I thought it would be better for the videos to show that I don't come as much.
Amber thought it was a lame excuse but didn't really care. She knew they still weren't done for the day and they'd have plenty of content to record later. Amber just continued her blowjob, attempting to coax the cum out of Jack's cock. But realized he wasn't coming as fast as she thought he would.
Come on, come for me, baby.
Amber moaned while licking his cock.
Yeah, that's it, keep talking to me. You gonna swallow it for me?
Jack said, his face flushed showing he was at least close. He loved that she was still giving him her all as if she was still on camera.
Come for me, daddy. I want it. I want to taste all that cum.
Amber knew what he wanted to hear, so she really went all out.
I love your cock so much. You make me cum so hard. Way better than my dumbass husband could. Now let me swallow your cum. I want every drop. God, I wish Bill could see me doing this for you. Another thing I do for you and not him. Come for me, you fucking stud.
Amber used one hand and stroked his whole cock while she clamped her mouth on the tip of his cock. All this stimulation finally made Jack erupt. His hot cum erupted from his thick rod, splurging all inside Amber's mouth. Amber misjudged how much he would come and was forced to swallow multiple times. She actually savored the flavor. Amber drank and sucked every last drop of cum that he had. Jack was truly experiencing a blissful feeling,
Amber was continuing to suck and clean his cock off after he had come. Amber made sure to clean him off thoroughly. She had a euphoric but guilty feeling overwhelming her. She had swallowed all his cum and felt his cock slowly deflate like a balloon. He didn't immediately get soft, so she made sure to kiss and clean up his cock. She read how men loved when women continued to suck their cock after they had come. The aftershock combined with her sensual lips and tongue gave Jack multiple jolts run through his body. She couldn't believe how much she enjoyed sucking and even swallowing Jack's cum now. What would her husband think that his wife, who used to never suck cock, now purely enjoyed sucking their neighbor's cock to completion? Jack pulled up his shorts once Amber had finished and finally released his cock. He leaned down and grabbed a water bottle out of the backpack. After taking a few chugs, he handed it to Amber, who was in the middle of putting her clothes back on also. She looked amazing pulling up her shorts, showing her flushed, satisfied body. "Come on, you're gonna need to stay hydrated. I have a lot of work for you when we get to this waterfall," Jack said with a sly look in his eye. Amber just rolled her eyes and grabbed the water bottle, taking a couple chugs as well, before finishing putting on her clothes. Once they both had gotten their bearings about them, they made their way back to the trail heading towards the waterfall. The hike to the waterfall was originally just under an hour, but they had at least 30 minutes left until they got there. Not even 10 minutes later in their hike, they saw an older man hiking towards them in the opposite direction. The minute he saw Amber, he almost tripped over his own step. The closer he got to her, the wider his eyes got. This was possibly one of the most beautiful women he's ever seen, and she was dressed provocatively on top of it. He tried acting nonchalant as possible but failed miserably. He was so focused on her that he didn't even see Jack next to her till he got a few steps away from them. Amber politely smiled at him and kept walking. She knew how she looked and felt embarrassed at the situation she was put in. It didn't help that Jack put his hand on her ass the second they saw the man. Once the man passed them, he tried his best not to but look behind him. What he saw made his heart completely shatter and mind to explode. He saw Amber walking away with the most amazing, perfect ass he's ever seen. It jiggled with each step she took, but what made his heart break and mind explode was that Jack's hand was grabbing her ass as they walked, and she made no move to remove it. A man like him was with a woman like her? Why was this world so unfair? In the future, this interaction would stick with this man for the rest of his life. That was the kind of effect Amber had on men. Jack and Amber finally made it to the waterfall not long after they had run into that man. A light waterfall sound could be heard as they approached, but it could barely be heard due to Jack's heavy breathing. He didn't exercise much, and the hike really tired him out. It also didn't help that he fucked Amber in the middle of the hike, really pushing his physical limits. Amber looked over to the tired man. "I'm surprised you didn't ask to stop at all." Jack got annoyed at her statement. "Yeah, maybe you should give me a reward or something," he said while leaning on a tree taking a long drink out of the water bottle. "Sure, what would you like?" Amber said, walking up close to him, wiping the water that was trickling down his chin. This intimate action surprised Jack and was out of words for a moment. Jack said, trying to think of something clever. Amber giggled internally, knowing how she easily teased the man. She brought up her finger that wiped the water off of him to her mouth and sucked on it lightly. Tried to act sexy as possible and continued to tease her big cock neighbor. "What would a man like you like as a reward?" she said, walking around him and the tree he was leaning on. "What could I give you that you haven't already got? A blowjob? No, that's not really a reward since we were going to do that anyway." "Oh, I got it. How about when we fuck on camera for my husband to watch, you let me do all the work?" Amber said in a sexy voice, tracing her hand down his chest to his big belly. Jack's cock twitched from the way she was acting. Fuck. This neighbor of his was driving him crazy. He wanted her to submit even further. Finally, he got his bearings about him. "That's fine with me, but I also want you to be even naughtier and nastier than before. I could tell you enjoyed teasing your husband before, I want you to do that again." Amber smiled at him while squinting her eyes. "Oh really? You think I liked it? Well, you're wrong, I loved it. Especially when you were fucking me with that big cock of yours. Knowing my husband is going to watch that video hearing me say such taboo words while pleasing the man we hate. It felt intoxicating, goddamn. I think me and your husband created a monster," Jack said, wiping the sweat off his forehead. "Guess we're gonna have to find out. Come on, let's find a nice spot so we can have some fun." Amber took his hand and led him closer to the waterfall. When they finally got to the clearing, they both took in the view before them. There was a beautiful waterfall that wasn't too big in size but wasn't small by any means. There was a large pool of water that hikers used for swimming. Then a large area to lay out and relax after the hike. The water was surrounded by small cliffs that you could use to climb up and jump into the water. They expected some people, but there was only one other middle-aged couple who were swimming right under the waterfall letting the water splash them, and another lone hiker taking pictures of the scenery, but it seemed like he was packing up. Amber remembered she came here with Stacy on a holiday weekend in the middle of the day, and not only was the waterfall area packed to the brim, but the trails had people flooding in and out of them. Jack and Amber looked in their surroundings to find a nice secluded spot. Amber had a general idea of where they should go before they got there, and she wasn't wrong. She whispered over to Jack. "Come on, follow me. Don't tell me I gotta walk some more? I'm at my limit," Jack said with his hands above his head. "Why don't I just fuck you in front of these nice people? Give them a little show?" Jack shot Amber a little evil smile. Amber rolled her eyes, but images flashed of her getting hammered with his big cock while these strangers stared at her. "Stop messing around! We are just going on top of the waterfall. P People never go there, she said while grabbing his hand and walking around the cliff area to the slope that would take them higher up.
Jack begrudgingly followed her and dragged his feet. It wasn't more than a couple more minutes walking, but Jack felt this was longer than the whole hike to get here. They had to climb up this somewhat steep slope, using branches and trees to hoist themselves up.
Jack admired Amber's legs as she went up with no problem. Her legs flexed with every step she took up, and Jack really got a view of how toned and in shape her lower body was. The only thing motivating him was soon that lower body of hers would be wrapped around him. When they finally made it to the top, they could overlook the waterfall area. The sounds of the waterfall seemed louder up where they were at. The river that led to the cliff before the water dropped had large stones and bushes all around it. Amber and Jack found a decent clearing and set down their things. Amber took out the blanket and set it down on the dirt floor next to a large rock. She was barely done before Jack sat down on it and leaned against the rock. His whole face was red and his body was drenched in sweat.
You look exhausted. Are you sure you have what it takes to make more videos?
Amber giggled, who still has barely broken a sweat.
Oh, you got jokes now, huh?
Jack shot her a glare.
Don't worry, you'll be just as tired as me when I'm through with you, and we'll see who's laughing then.
Amber gulped, knowing that Jack was most likely going to take his frustration of the hike all out on here. But why did this excite her? If you would have told Amber a few years ago that one day she would be teasing and flirting with her neighbor before he fucked her in some woods, she would have responded with either a slap or sent you to a mental hospital. But it's funny where life takes you. Jack leaned his head back against the rock and closed his eyes. His breathing was slowly coming back to normal, and the redness in his face was clearing. Amber just sat on her knees before him and didn't know where to really start. Finally, Amber decided to take the initiative. She did say that she would reward him by doing all the work. Plus, as she looked around, the setting was amazing. The waterfall sound in the background with all the nature adding to it, she knew the video she could make for Bill would blow his mind. It made her have goosebumps every time she thought of what Bill would be thinking when he saw this. Amber slowly crawled over to Jack and climbed on top of him. What confused her was he made no movement. His eyes were still closed, and breathing was now calm. Was he sleeping? Amber settled on top of him and started kissing his neck.
Jack, didn't you want to have some fun?
Amber whispered while continuing to kiss his neck. Jack barely answered. Amber was surprised he didn't attack her right away.
Maybe he was really that exhausted. You want me to be even naughtier with you, right? Okay, I'll show you how bad I can really get.
Amber reached down and grabbed her phone out of his pocket. Jack didn't make any move to stop her. He was actually enjoying her touch on him while listening to the nature sounds around them. But what Amber had done next made his eyes explode open.
Hey, Bill. No, I was just checking up with you. Me and Stacy just got to the waterfall. Yeah, I know, I was shocked I still had service.
Amber was sitting on top of Jack with the phone to her ear, giving him a sexy smile. She rubbed her lower body against him as she talked to Bill. Jack's now wide eyes were staring at Amber in astonishment that she actually took this kind of initiative. His cock was quickly swelling in size, and Amber immediately noticed. She moved her body down and got in between Jack's legs while trying to fish his cock out with her free hand. All the while she was still talking to Bill.
Stacy went to take a quick dip in the water, but I didn't want to get wet, you know?
Amber said on the phone, but when she said the word wet, she gave Jack a little wink. Amber had Jack's cock out now and was stroking it near her face while she talked to her husband. She then put the phone on speaker and set it down on Jack's upper thigh.
So, what have you done today, honey?
Amber asked before hitting the mute button so he wouldn't be able to hear her. As soon as Bill started talking, Amber's soft lips already were covering Jack's hard cock.
Holy fuck, you are such a crazy slut.
Jack groaned. Amber released his dick long enough to say,
Yeah, daddy? You like your little slut talking to her husband while she sucks your dick?
Before engulfing his cock as deep as she could. Her saliva was already starting to run down the length of his thick shaft. All the while Bill was telling Amber about his day so far. Amber took a quick break and hit unmute to ask,
Do you have any plans later? What do you want to do for dinner?
Then mute the phone once again. She looked up at Jack.
I hope he doesn't want any kind of meat because it looks like I'm getting plenty today.
She licked up his vein a dick, slowly trying to wrap her whole tongue on the base of his shaft. When she couldn't accomplish her goals, she grew frustrated and slid her lips back up to his big mushroom tip and swallowed it once again. Jack was feeling a euphoric feeling at the moment. Here he was having his dick sucked in the perfect mouth pussy. His cock was being squeezed and sucked in her soft, tight mouth, even reaching her throat. He still couldn't believe she was a beginner not too long ago. He was looking down at her while she continued to study and attack his big, thick rod. Bill was still talking, oblivious to everything. It was at this moment that even Jack had enough. He knew why Amber was acting this naughty. She would one day tell Bill about what she was really doing on this phone call, and they both get off on it. But he wanted more. He wanted to completely get this wife hooked on his dick, so even after the anniversary present had come to light, she would still have the urge to fuck him, whether her husband wanted it to happen or not.
Hello? Amber, are you still there?
They both suddenly heard Bill ask through the phone. This broke them both out of their trance. Jack looked from the phone to Amber, who was looking up at him. She slid her mouth off his cock, leaving a trail of her saliva all along his big mammoth of a cock. When she reached the tip, she left a residue of her spit. Amber let out a deep exhale as soon as her mouth left his cock. She grabbed the phone and hit unmute.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, the service is probably spotty.
She continued to stroke Jack's slick cock and talk to her husband.
Sure, baby. I'll call you again as soon as we get back to the car.
Love you too. She ended the call and met Jack's eyes. She saw a fire in them she hasn't seen in a while.
So was that naughty enough for you?
Jack just laughed.
I don't think you're going to be able to walk back to the car when I'm through with you.
Is that a promise? Amber challenged him back. Jack just reached over with his hands and guided her back to his cock. Slobbering and sucking noises soon lingered out into the wilderness around them. Bill hung up the phone and had a big smile on his face. He felt he was such a lucky man. He had a wife that he loved and loved him just as much back. She was the envy of so many women and men. Bill felt proud to call her his wife. He was currently getting some things he needed for the house. But lately, he's been thinking about how much Amber had done for him and his crazy fantasy. Most relationships would shatter or have troubles after, but theirs grew to a whole other level. So he was currently on his way to the jewelry store to get her a surprise gift for tonight. Not that Amber needed it, or even wanted it. But it was the act that he knew she would be most appreciative of. He was planning to get her a nice necklace, flowers, and her favorite chocolate, giving her a nice surprise tonight. Bill smiled at what her reaction would be once she got home. He wondered how her and Stacy hike was going. She would probably be tired once she got home, so he made a mental note to draw her a hot bath and lay out some candles for her to relax once she got home. All in all, Bill felt like he was the luckiest man in the world. Little did he know another man felt the same thing, and he was miles away in the woods with the same woman that Bill couldn't get off his mind.
Oh God! Jack, does that feel good? I told you I'd do all the work, didn't I?
Amber's moans rang out through the trees.
I don't think I've fucked any woman who feels as tight and good as you. You're wasting your time with that little husband of yours.
Don't say that. He's a good lover. Amber barely was able to squeeze out.
He might be a good lover to you, but no one will ever be able to fuck you as good as I can.
Jack hissed out. He didn't hear a response, so he gave each cheek a slap that made Amber arch her body even higher up.
Huh? Answer me, you fucking whore.
Yes. Yes.
You fuck me the best, you and your big cock.
God, you feel so good right now. Amber said, looking down at Jack. Amber was on top of Jack riding him. Jack was still in the same position, sitting down leaning against the rock, but was slid down a bit more. Amber was completely naked, letting her beautiful body ride up and down her neighbor's thick rod. She would occasionally rotate her way down, letting Jack's cock hit all the parts of her pussy that have never been touched before. She felt her body building to an orgasm after every time her ass made contact with Jack's thighs. Her ass was beginning to turn a bright red from the contact, and she had no plans of stopping now. Jack knew he said she would do all the work, but he was starting to have enough. He wanted to take control. He pulled Amber down to him and held her ass in place. He started thrusting his hips, getting his cock as deep in her as he could. Amber's jaw hung open and just stared her perfect blue eyes into her neighbor's dark brown eyes, which seemed like an abyss at that moment. She couldn't move, and deep down she didn't want to. Her whole body was vibrating with every stroke Jack made, and each one was more forceful than the last.
Jack. Holy fuck. I think I'm gonna come soon. Please don't.
Don't what?
Huh?
Say it.
Jack growled.
Don't fucking stop. Please fuck me. Oh God. I'm coming.
Amber screamed out while burying her face in Jack's chest, hoping to die out the nose as much as possible, worried someone might hear her. Jack wrapped one arm around her head, squeezing her body into his, almost trying to merge their bodies together. Amber's body started writhing in Jack's grasp. But he had no intention of giving it to her easily this time. He fucked her right through her orgasm, and Amber's body was physically hypersensitive. So every stroke Jack gave her made her body have aftershocks. When Jack felt her orgasm finally stop, he pulled Amber up to look into her eyes. All he saw in return was a haze of a woman who had just orgasmed too intensely. He let her rest against his body and stopped his strokes but left them connected. After a moment, Jack whispered.
I'm not through with you, but since you did good, I'll do the rest of the work. All right?
Oh God.
Amber whimpered, realizing he wasn't done with her.
What? Worried you can't keep up?
Jack snickered, throwing her words from earlier back at her. He flexed his cock in her, which made Amber's body shiver.
Oh shit. Okay, fine.
Amber moaned in response. Amber picked herself off his body and watched his big cock slide out of her. Jack's condom-covered cock was absolutely drenched from her juices. She was always amazed how her body could take such a big organ and how much pleasure it brought her. Especially when she wasn't attracted to the man even one bit. Amber fell over on the side of him and landed on the blanket. She realized how exhausted her body already was. Jack had only fucked her twice, but her body felt like it had already went through a marathon. She laid on her side with her back facing Jack. Jack turned his body, letting his big belly rest against her smooth back. He traced his hand down the side of her breasts against her ribs, leaving it on her soft hips. He just admired her figure in this position for a moment, while Amber waited for what was to come.
Looks like we were having too much fun and didn't even notice.
Jack said out of nowhere. Amber looked back at him.
What are you talking about?
Jack pointed to the direction she was facing, and Amber turned her head to find her phone that she propped up before she started writing Jack had fallen down. Amber immediately blushed and felt a sinking feeling in her stomach. She was actually enjoying the sex with Jack so much that she hadn't even noticed when or how the phone fell. The whole point of this was to make content for her husband to watch, and she was so lost into the amazing sex she was receiving she totally forgot she was even being recorded for a moment.
Oh my God, what is wrong with me? I'm such a bad wife. Amber buried her face in her hands.
Hey, hey, no need to beat yourself up about it. I bet we still got some amazing footage for Bill to watch. Plus the sound probably still got picked up. I bet we can edit it to make it real hot for him to enjoy. Just the sound of you coming on my cock.
That'll be enough for any man to lose it. Jack attempted to coax her. He realized that the mood was slowly turning and needed to get it back on track.
Good thing for Jack his words definitely helped. Amber was feeling so guilty that she enjoyed the sex with her neighbor that she lost sight of what she was doing this for.
You really mean that? Amber said, turning her face back to Jack.
100%.
Jack nodded. Plus we still have time to make some more videos. I know you're doing this for your husband, but you need to learn to do this for you too. Bill doesn't just get off on you hooking up with me. From what I have seen so far and from what you told me, he also gets extremely turned on when he sees you enjoying yourself. A man you both hate, making your body submit to him. Now don't beat yourself up about it. Let go and be the bad hot wife he wants you to be. Jack said, trying to manipulate this sexy wife's mind.
Amber thought carefully about his words. She knew what he was trying to do, she wasn't that dumb. The problem was she actually believed some of his words. A big part of why she could let go and do this taboo fantasy was that Bill wanted her to do it. At first, that's what drove her and made her act the way she did and do the things she did. But now, she was actually doing it because it felt good for her, not just for Bill. And that scares her. But Jack's words rang in her head. Why should she be scared or worried? Bill loved this, she loved it, so why be worried about any repercussions? She knew she would never fall in love with Jack no matter how much she loved his dick. So why not truly let go? No more acting. Let her mind experience what her body was experiencing. Pure pleasure. Amber was in deep thought, and Jack didn't say anything as his hand ran up and down the side of her body. Then Amber finally made a move. She reached towards the phone, which was just arm's length. She propped it up once again against the backpack. Amber hit the record button and turned to Jack, grabbing the back of his head. She pulled him down to her lips and whispered, "Just fuck me. Make me forget everything. Make me leave here your personal slut." Then gave him a deep sensual kiss. Her tongue immediately intruded his mouth and found his own tongue. Jack was surprised but didn't show it. He lifted her leg up as they kissed and lined up his cock with her perfect slit.
"You want it then? Tell me and your husband what you want,"
Jack said, looking deep into her eyes. Amber's head turned towards the camera.
"I'm sorry, honey, I really want it. I want his big cock. Jack's big fucking cock. Isn't this what you wanted to see, baby? This big asshole to fuck me better than you ever could?
Fuck me, Jack. Please." Jack gave her what he wanted and slowly slid his dick in her warm, tight pussy. Amber let out a groan, leaning her head back against Jack's body.
God.
Amber's eyes were closed with her hands clutching her breasts close together. Jack just stared straight ahead at the camera and kept sliding more of his dick inside, making Amber shiver with every inch that entered her. He had one hand wrapped around her neck, letting his hand slide down her stomach while his other hand still held her leg up. Jack leaned down and whispered,
"I got you now. Your little husband is going to be watching me hold you like this in such an intimate way. You think he will be able to handle it? I can't wait to find out if that little punk can or not."
Jack was sliding his cock in and out of her in such a slow, sensual way. Amber moved her hands and held his forearm. She opened her eyes and looked up and back to meet his eyes.
"I don't care, just don't stop fucking me. Show my little husband what he wanted to see. Make his wife come all over your cock. All over your big fucking cock. Oh fuck, I feel so full right now, daddy."
Amber was rotating her hips, meeting his strokes in the process.
From the camera's point of view, all you could see was Jack and Amber wrapped around each other, while she slid and rotated her athletic body trying to take Jack's big organ, splitting her in half. The taboo sight and sensual fucking that was going on made the video they were capturing the most naughty of all so far. Amber and Jack both realized that the sex they were having were different than any other times than before. This one actually had intimacy. As they stared at each other and slow fucked each other, they leaned their heads into each other until their foreheads touched. Their breathing started to pick up and it soon turned into them each breathing hot air into each other's face. A sheen of sweat and perspiration slowly covered each of their bodies. Amber's body felt like it was on fire. Jack's cock, which was already a lot to handle, was sliding in and out of her at such a slow pace, making her feel almost every inch of it. She moved one of her hands that were gripping Jack's forearm and moved it to the back of his neck. Amber, who was falling deeper and deeper into depravity, started pushing her limits. She leaned her head up and flicked her tongue as if asking for a sexy kiss. Jack's tongue immediately snaked out and met her tongue in the open air. Their tongues twirled and licked each other until the sex they were having started to become frantic. Jack's slow sensual thrusts started making long, deep, forceful ones. Each stroke now made Amber's whole body vibrate and jiggle against Jack's big body. Amber immediately noticed the difference in his thrusts and broke their kiss, but leaving her mouth open as if she was in astonishment. Jack had enough of this slow type of sex and wanted to break this sexy wife in even further. He slid his cock out and unwrapped his hands from her body. Amber was not prepared for him to stop, and all she felt was an emptiness in her body once he stopped fucking her. She let out a weak groan.
Noel. Shut up, slut, I'm not done with you yet, Jack growled.
He flipped her on her stomach and got behind her. Amber realized what he wanted her to do and got on all fours. She got on her hands and knees, then set her elbows down to get her ass higher in the air. Jack parted her legs slightly farther apart, and once he got comfortable, he wasted no time and slid right in.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Your pussy is the fucking best, baby. Jack let out a deep exhale while hanging his head back.
Yes, daddy. Your big dick always feels the best.
Amber said with her cheek on the blanket with her eyes looking right into the camera. Jack was already not far from coming and this position was definitely helping him get there faster. His strokes started slow until he built up a rhythm. Soon his gunshot strokes rang out again like earlier in the day. Amber was beside herself. Jack was not holding back and her body was getting pounded, unlike anything her husband had ever given her.
You know what I love about this position?
Jack suddenly asked while continuing to pound her body with authority.
What dash?
Amber could barely answer. Jack laughed seeing her struggle to take his thick cock. It made him feel so powerful that his cock was changing this shy, proud woman into his personal slut.
Not only does your body and ass look amazing in this position, the fact your husband never fucks you like this but you do with me. And that you enjoy it so much when you do.
Jack's words made Amber's body burn with shame but she was so turned on, it got overruled from the pleasure she was feeling.
Maybe if he had a big cock like you, I'd let him fuck me any way he wanted to.
Amber said out of breath, still staring at the camera. Amber started to shake and jiggle her ass the way she knew he liked. Making it slid down his cock meeting his thrusts in the process. She already felt her body heating up. Her mind couldn't process how easily he could make her come.
Oh god baby, I'm gonna come again. I'm gonna come all over our neighbor's cock again. He's breaking me, Bill. Do you like to hear that? His big cock is breaking me.
Amber moaned out uncontrollably, not breaking eye contact with the camera as she orgasmed intensely on her neighbor. Jack just laughed and continued to pound Amber. It wasn't long before he couldn't take it anymore either and finally cummed, filling up the condom to the brim. Making Amber think once again if he didn't have a condom on he would have filled her pussy all up until he oozed out of her. Jack fell to the side of her out of breath and closed his eyes while he got his bearings about himself. Amber looked over, seeing Jack completely exhausted. She smiled to herself thinking at least she wasn't the only one. Her eyes traced down and saw the condom still covering his cock. Her eyes flashed and slowly crawled her way over his body. She removed the condom seeing it full of his cum. She tossed it on the side and stared back at her prize. Jack's cock was still covered in his cum. While looking down at Jack seeing his eyes still closed she moved her head down and started to lick and clean his dirty dick. No one asked her to do this, but she knew the camera was still recording. She wanted Bill to see how much of a dirty slut she was. Sucking her neighbor's cock not because he asked her to or was forced. But because she wanted to. On her own. Jack just hummed, enjoying Amber cleaning his dick until it was spotless. His eyes never opened but after a few minutes, he felt her release his cock and crawl up to him, and snuggle in his embrace. There lay a man and woman naked for anyone in the random wilderness to see. Resting after an intense sexual encounter, as if they were two lovers. While all the while a camera was leaning an arm's length away still recording this taboo, intimate scene. Over an hour and a half later Amber and Jack finally made it back to the car. They had actually slept for over 20 minutes. When Amber woke up she was completely embarrassed. Here she was lying naked with a man like Jack in the open wilderness where anyone could have just caught them. Even though she was embarrassed there was still that excitement that overpowered it. Her and Jack ended up fucking once more with her reverse cowgirl. Jack had practically punished her ass which was now a bright red color. Jack kept making remarks that he wanted to tame her like a wild animal, and mark her as his. Well, his plan somewhat worked. The walk back Jack could tell the change in Amber, she was much more intimate, holding his hand, letting him grab and hold her. Playing with her ass a bit more. Amber wasn't falling in love with the man, but she couldn't deny she was getting more comfortable with him. Compared to the night she gave him her first blowjob to today, it was like she was a completely different person. They had gotten to the car and sat for a moment letting the AC on full blast to cool them down from their long hike. Amber thought she was going to drive home but Jack said he wanted to drive and she didn't really argue with it. She actually thought maybe he was being nice since they had so much naughty fun. She was naive. Jack looked over to her.
Before we leave, why don't tease that young gate attendant from earlier?
Amber was taken back for a moment.
What? No. I couldn't do something like that. He's probably barely even 20. Oh, so you don't like young men? Just old assholes like me?
Jack laughed.
What? No. That's not it, it's just not right. I've already done too much.
Amber said with an embarrassing look on her face.
Come on, I bet your husband will love it when you tell him about this.
Jack said using his old reliable words. Of course, when Amber heard this, she started to think, can it be worse than what I've already done? Jack saw his chance and took it.
Just follow my lead and let yourself go. Be that sexy hot wife you know you can be.
Amber didn't answer but Jack took it as silent acknowledgement. He looked over to the exit and seen no cars so he didn't waste time and immediately made his way to the exit. He made sure the car was moving slow and as they got closer he blurted out.
Lean over to me and look sexy.
Amber hesitated for a moment and decided to see what he had planned. She took off her shoes and tucked her feet under her legs sideways. This made her legs and thighs even more pronounced and on display. She leaned her body over and rested her head on Jack's side and her hand on his chest looking like an intimate girlfriend, playing the part perfectly. Jack drove up to the gate and the young gate attendant immediately noticed it was the car from earlier with the beautiful woman. He quickly made his way to the car excited to see her again but his heart broke when he realized the big man that was with her before was driving and she was leaning against him solidifying they were together. Jack immediately saw the disappointment in the young man's eyes. He laughed internally. This kid better appreciate this.
What up, young man?
Jack bellowed. Did you guys enjoy the trails and waterfall? The young man mumbled the mandatory greeting.
Oh, we most definitely did, especially my friend here. She likes having fun in these kinds of places, if you know what I mean.
Jack winked at the gate attendant. Amber slapped him on the chest.
Jack!
Oh, stop it, this young man seems like a good guy.
I'm sure he's seen worse.
Amber glanced shyly at the attendant.
I'm so sorry about him.
The gate attendant's heart dropped even further to the abyss. This small interaction confirmed to him that these two definitely hooked up in the woods. His mind immediately flashed of crazy images of them doing sexual acts. His face burned red and his trousers hardened, leaving a pretty sizable bulge. Amber noticed it, and felt bad for this young man, knowing what he was thinking about. Jack laughed again.
Ops, looks like we got this young man's mind racing. I don't think he's gonna be able to work the rest of the day like this. Why don't we help him?
Jack said, looking over at Amber. The gate attendant's eyes opened wide and thought to himself, did he hear that right? What was about to happen? Amber shot Jack a mad glare. She thought he just wanted to maybe show her off and tease the young man.
What was he expecting for her to do?
Jack gave her an evil smile. He leaned in and whispered to her. Let's give him a show and see how world-class your blowjobs are. Amber's mouth dropped in astonishment. She quickly nodded her head no. Jack continued,
listen, just a quick tease.
You'll probably give this guy a memory he'll never forget, and then once Bill finds out you did this, you'll blow his mind. He would never think you sucked my dick from some guy to watch. To see your slutty side. Come on, I thought you wanted to push your boundaries.
The attendant still wasn't sure what was going on. He couldn't make out what Jack was saying and he felt like a deer in headlights at the moment.
Amber couldn't believe what she was hearing. She looked at the young gate attendant and back at Jack and back at the gate attendant. She saw the look of shock in his eyes. The way he stared at her. Like she was the most beautiful creature in the world and was waiting to see what was about to happen. She had to admit, that look he gave her got her excited. Amber started to imagine how this young man viewed her. How he would probably think about her for years to come. She wasn't sure, but it was a powerful feeling. Like she could control this man's thoughts. Amber finally made her decision. She looked at Jack one more time, then made sure no other cars were coming to the gate. Then she locked eyes with the gate attendant, and without breaking eye contact, she slowly slid her head down Jack's big body while using her hands to take out Jack's cock. He had already come twice today, but yet this situation was even turning him on. He was already half-hard. Amber was always astonished by this asshole's stamina. The young gate attendant's eyes couldn't have gotten wider, but by some miracle they did. Was she about to give this guy a blowjob in front of him? Plus, what the fuck, no wonder she's with him. This guy is packing. The attendant's mind was running 100 miles per hour. Amber, who was now stroking Jack's cock, flicked her tongue out and licked the tip of his dick. She swirled her tongue around it before lowering her lips on it, making a loud sucking sound. And the whole time she stared into the young man's eyes. Jack, who was watching her, turned towards the gate attendant.
Man, she's so good at this. Can you believe not too long ago she's never even sucked a dick before? Not even her husband. Good thing I'm a nice neighbor and let her practice on me to her heart's content. Now? I can barely get her off my cock even when her husband's is at home waiting for her.
Jack laughed. Jack's words blew the gate attendant's mind. She was married, and this wasn't even her husband. A woman like this was actually such a slut. The gate attendant's mouth dropped open a little and watched this beautiful woman suck and lick a huge cock. Jack reached over to Amber's backside and bunched up her booty shorts, making it somewhat to a thong.
Honestly, what I love about her the most is this fucking perfect ass, the way it jiggles.
Jack gave her a little slap on each cheek, making them shake in response.
The way they feel.
He then caressed and groped each cheek. Amber was getting extremely turned on. Her body started to feel like it was on fire. Her eyes were locked with this stranger as he watched her suck on Jack's cock. All the while Jack was manhandling her all for this guy to witness. But what Jack did next surprised the gate attendant just as much as Amber. Jack glanced behind him and still didn't see any cars coming up.
Hey buddy, you look like a good guy. Why don't you come around to her side and feel this ass? I'm sure you won't regret it.
Amber's mouth popped off his cock.
Wait, what? Sure, it'll be all right.
Jack said as he guided her back on his cock. The gate attendant was at a loss for words.
Are you sure? Don't miss this opportunity. It's not gonna last long.
Jack lowered his voice. Amber's eyes grew wide open when she saw the gate attendant look back at her one more time and shyly make his way around the car. She heard the window on her side go down. She took her mouth off Jack's cock once again. She turned to look back at the gate attendant, who was looking around to make sure no one was coming up. Her and the attendant locked eyes and he wasn't sure if he should actually do it. Amber looked up at Jack, who just nodded at her in return. She couldn't believe what she did next. She gave the attendant one last look and leaned back down and continued to suck Jack's cock. She even brought her knees higher together, practically presenting her perfect ass to this stranger. Amber didn't have to wait long before she felt a soft touch on one of her ass cheeks. Her blowjob got more intense due to the fire in her body growing substantially. Loud slobbering noises filled the car. The young gate attendant couldn't believe the woman he saw earlier was the same woman giving such a hot blowjob, and he was touching her ass while she did it. The young gate attendant started to use both hands and was fully gripping both of her ass cheeks over and over. Amber whimpered in response. She couldn't believe it, but she wanted more. Her mouth slid off Jack's cock, making a loud pop noise.
Her head rested on Jack's leg while she stroked his slick cock.
Fuck, this is so wrong.
But her body betrayed her words. Her ass was now shaking side to side in the young gate attendant's hands. She actually wanted him to be rougher. Jack knew what she wanted, but he wanted her to say it.
Tell him, Jack said.
I can't, it's so wrong, Amber whimpered.
Tell me what?
The young gate attendant overheard them, even though he was having the time of his life grabbing and feeling her soft ass. Amber looked back at the attendant. She took a deep breath.
You can be rougher, if you want,
she finally said with an embarrassed look. The gate attendant's eyebrows went up.
Really?
Amber just nodded with her head still resting on Jack's leg as she looked back. So the gate attendant started to squeeze her even harder, really digging his fingers into her soft flesh.
Oh god, yes. Please, more.
Amber whimpered, now just holding and slowly stroking Jack's big hard dick. The young gate attendant let go of his inhibitions. He raised one hand and gave Amber a good slap on her ass cheek.
Slap. Yes, spank my ass like that.
Amber hissed slap.
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 Oh god, yes. You're spanking me. Oh fuck.
Amber moaned uncontrollably after every slap. Once he stopped and went back to gripping and feeling her ass. Amber locked eyes with the gate attendant.
I can't believe I let you do that. You really like that?
He asked in astonishment. Amber nodded.
I really did, but...
But what? He asked curiously.
I don't even let my husband do that.
Jack cut them off.
Show's over, pal. You got work to do. Jack sees a car making their way to the exit.
He leaned over Amber and handed the parking tag from earlier to the attendant. Hope you had a fun little buddy, Jack said before speeding off. The young gate attendant stood there in a daze. Amber's words rang through his head. He couldn't believe what he'd just experienced. The car behind them made their way to the exit, and all they saw was a young gate attendant in a daze. As Amber and Jack drove off, Amber couldn't believe what she had done.
I can't believe I just did that, she shouted.
Jack just laughed. That went way better than I ever could have imagined. He's probably going to go to work every day hoping to see you again. Amber just shook her head in astonishment, and still couldn't believe herself.
By the way, since we have a long drive home and you have already started.
Amber looked over to Jack, who still had his hard mammoth of a cock out. Whatever, I guess it's something to do to pass the time, Amber thought to herself. She leaned over and sucked in his whole cock. She knew this was a somewhat of a long drive back, so she took her time so he didn't come too soon. She would rather suck Jack's cock the shown way home than have a discussion with him. Little did Amber know, without even realizing it, she gave Jack another thing she never gave her husband. Road dome, and it lasted the whole way home.
This story is continued in the next part. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. We offer a free erotica podcast and a premium patron taboo podcast that contains more intensely sexual themes. You can support the Erotica Podcast on Patreon to make requests for subjects. Thank you for listening.